Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Hi there. Man, it feels like I was just here about 4 minutes ago.
Really?
Yeah. Literally felt like I just walked out the building, turned around, walked right back in.
It was one of those weekends that didn't seem to, there wasn't enough time to it.
Yeah, see, I felt like I did nothing all weekend.
I did a lot.
Which was like, actually more like Sunday was a nothing day. So I felt like it went by okay.
Yesterday,
I'd love the today off, though.
Sure.
If we want.
I mean, let's do it.
I would love
let's do it.
Just to put that out there.
Yeah,
You know.
I'm in.
The four-day week. I think we're all fans of it.
Get me out of here.
Yeah, we're all fans of it.
I saw Jason this weekend.
You did?
He saw me, actually, in Douglas.
It was Douglas that gave it away, actually.
Oh, you read a park,
you're like, who was that
park together.
Yeah.
Not together, but you ended up at the same park?
No, same road. He was in front of me.
Oh,
I didn't realize it. He recognized my car, and he mostly recognized Douglas hanging out the window.
Yeah, I checked my rear view a lot, looking at the kid. He was sleeping.
So yeah.
Like, there's a dog hanging out the window. I'm like, oh, look at that golden. That's awesome. That's a great sign of the day.
Yeah.
Like, wait, I think I know that. I know that dog. Like, I think I know that car, too. What the hell? Yeah, he's away.
He sent me a text.
He's
like, where are you? You saw me? That's crazy.
Yeah, Lisa all of a sudden.
I thought something was wrong.
Right. Exactly.
I was like, why is Jason texting me on a Sunday? Something happened.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So, yeah.
I was like, my heart back would window drop. Just got shot out. I shouldn't have told you that I saw her.
Yeah.
And she hits her invisibility mode.
Yeah.
Sorry, you have to go.
I'm so sorry.
Do not reveal my area.
Yeah. Sorry about your family. Family.
You never saw me. You never saw me.
I apologize for everything that's about to happen.
We've got to make it disappear.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know this. Maybe some of you did. Did you know they now make backdoor condoms?
Okay. We're switching gears.
Yeah, oh, sorry. Yeah. We really did.
I was talking about my dog in the weekend.
Let's go anal quick.
Yeah.
I don't want to go home anymore.
Now things are really taking
Jason's
off.
Oh. He's all about it.
That was strange. Speaking of Lisa and Douglas.
It was just, I got to get to what I got to get to here. But one of our listeners actually sent this. She went to Walmart to pick up some Motrin and then discovered that at Walmart, and I'm sure in other places, they now sell, for the first ever, FDA cleared for anal use condoms. They're called the backdoor pack.
We shouldn't be surprised. We said a year ago or over a year ago, this is it. It's in.
Yeah. Right? It's in as it gets.
That's what you said.
Yep. It's in.
We said it.
I think we declared it year of the butt like years ago.
Years ago. I don't know. Years go by so fast.
Yeah, companies are starting to catch on though. I have to assume though that these are thicker? What? Like, what would make them? Why else would you have an anal one?
Because it's got to be FDA cleared.
A little stronger?
Both. It says.
In case of the things you might encounter.
Who buys that? Do you go up to the checkout with that? It says FDA cleared for anal use.
Yeah. Perfect.
Ma'am, can you tell me, is this cleared for anal use?
Excuse me.
Ma'am?
So hard me. Can I get some help?
Sorry, I'm sir, but yes, this is cleared for anal use. Yeah. It says on the label. It actually comes with a fecal repellent lubricant.
Yeah.
I'd be like, boop, fecal repellent.
Those
are
crazy.
Words you don't hear together.
No, well.
What do you say? You put it on the counter and you're like, well, I'm glad the FDA finally got around to it.
Yeah. I've been waiting.
Oh, wow.
I thought I was taking big risks all the other times.
It reminds me of that scene from Home Alone. So imagine.
It shouldn't.
No,
it
shouldn't.
What are we doing?
It shouldn't.
We're going like all over.
I don't know.
Weird. Like, why? I'm like, Home Alone's coming
okay,
up.
Okay, but just imagine if
Macaulay Culkin, anal. Let's not.
It reminds me of that scene from Home Alone.
Yeah. He's asking the
child Christmas film.
Stop it. He's asking the old lady cashier questions about a product. So imagine someone asking questions about. Condoms.
How may I help you?
Hold on.
How may I help you? Is this toothbrush approved by the American Dental Association?
Right. Oh, okay. So you know what I mean? Okay. Is this approved by the FDA for anal use? Yeah. Imagine it's Dave. A grown person.
Yeah.
Yes, child. Imagine go tell that. Your mother that these it condoms are good for the back door.
Can you please find out?
If it doesn't say, I'm not buying it.
Herb.
Yeah?
I got a question here about a toothbrush.
I got a question here about condoms.
You don't need it. It's got it right on the top. It says... yeah. FDA approved for anal use. Thank you, FDA. They'll let us eat poison,
yeah.
But they are clearing anal condoms.
But they absolutely. They let you know which ones work for backdoor. I don't know what makes it so special.
Yeah,
I don't know why it's the only one cleared for anal use.
I don't know.
I don't know what you need in a condom if you're doing... I mean, I feel like people have been doing it with just regular condoms for years. You know what I mean?
I think so.
Like, if that's where they were going, and they were using protection.
Was the way to go that way.
I do wonder, maybe there's just a obscene amount of lube in the pack.
It doesn't mention obscene amounts of lube.
I know, that's the only thing.
It says Sensitex softer latex.
Right. Softer latex, but maybe it's like...
And there's three condom styles in one pack in case you want to vanish, super sensitive, and my one custom fit.
Vanish is like you're with Chuck the Freak.
Yeah, exactly. You don't even know. You have no idea.
Did you even do anything back there?
I'm already done.
Wow.
One...
My turn.
Oh, no.
One condoms. And I'm just going to see what if they list anything... First brand ever to be labeled for safe and effective for anal.
I'm glad that they're called male condoms.
What do you mean? Well, you never know.
Probably don't. Yeah, well, I feel like you don't need to.
It's a weird time. It was a 10-year process to get this anal use.
Can you imagine? We've been sitting on this anal stuff for 10 years, just waiting.
What test did they have to prove to the FDA? But it doesn't say what makes them special, like why these were approved.
I think it's just, like, you know, when you talk about the drug that everyone got hooked on.
Fentanyl?
No, before that, Oxy. Mm. When the FDA came out and they were like, hey, you can't get addicted to this. And then it became like America's number one drug.
Dope sick.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, my
God. So this is kind of like the condom version of that, I assume, that it has there's nothing.
That's ridiculous.
All of them are probably FDA approved. Mm-hmm. But then these guys are like, how are we going to stand out? We're going to put this thing for anal use and all these people are going to talk about it.
Yeah.
You've never heard of One Condoms or My One.
But it's the first one in all the years and all the condoms approved for vaginal use. This is the first one ever approved for anal.
Right.
It's according to them. Condom brand with the new anal use designation.
Yeah.
So congratulations to them.
Which they might have come up with themselves. They might have said to the FDA, hey, can we approve this? And they were like, dude, they're all approved for that. Like, we don't recommend that. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, well, we want you to say yes.
Yeah.
Because that's the way it works. But,
well, there you go. Enjoy. If you're into that, they've now officially approved for backdoor.
Yes.
And that looks like a turd down there. So that's not.
I think that's butts.
I know it's butts, but it does look like a turd.
Just a brown butt.
Mm-hmm.
You probably don't want to think turd if you're picking up your anal condoms.
You know what?
He might be into him. I'll be hoping.
Oh, my God.
Bonus.
I don't understand what's up with the world.
Well, give it a whirl.
If you like, go ahead. Speaking of what's up with the world, someone asked ChatGPT to name the most common questions people have asked. Like, what's the meaning of life? What are some good ways to lose weight? How can I start a successful business? But it spit out the list of the weirdest questions we've asked.
That's interesting.
It is interesting.
Are these condoms approved for anal use?
Yeah, exactly.
Here are a few that stood out here. Weirdest questions we've been asking ChatGPT. If I could shrink myself down to the size of a pencil eraser, How many ants do you think I could take on in a fight?
Zero. You'd be dead. You'd be dead as dead could be.
I love that you guys had an instant answer to that.
Zero.
Chuck one, and Andy GPT. One ant can, is like, if it were our size, it could pick up that truck that's outside.
Yeah, exactly. It's like they can lift like 60 yeah, times their body weight.
What they do.
Yeah. They'll carry a huge stick around.
You don't want it. You don't want this eraser life.
No. You also don't want to see their face. You don't want to see their face.
Oof.
Like, right, that could actually eat you because they're terrifying. Oh, like, yeah. An ant's face is terrifying.
I saw, like, a close-up photo somebody yeah. did of an ant's face.
Oh, and yeah, was, no.
Like the tiny, tiny ants?
Yeah.
Or like the,
it doesn't somebody even matter.
Like, zoomed in with, like, a camera that was like...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no.
Frightening.
Oh, my God, yeah. That's not right.
So, like, you're small enough
that's
to,
like something out of a horror movie.
If you were small enough to, like, see that...
Stop it.
Yeah. There it is. It's the last thing you see.
Why haven't they done Ant the horror movie?
They've done... I well, remember they being something. Really small and seeing one of those... You know when they would just take they'd film an ant and then they would zoom, like blow it up on the big screen like a 1970s style horror movie?
Yeah.
I saw one of those with ants. Pretty terrifying stuff.
I mean, that's actually an ant.
That is actually an ant's face.
It hasn't been adjusted or...
No, no.
What?
Zoomed in, that's
there's
what they look
nightmare.
Like.
There's my next nightmare.
Yeah.
They look that's way I'm cuter on. In the Ant-Man movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No thanks. All right, well,
it's
yeah.
It's scary.
Mm-hmm. No, it's no good. It's no good. You don't want to be shrunk down. I don't know who is coming up with that.
No, I mean, some people love it, right? This whole... queen, like what was the giantess stuff,
oh, yeah,
right? There's
yeah.
guys sexually into it, so yep. makes sense. Do aliens have their own languages, and could you translate them for me? Another weird question we've been asking GPT. Here's one probably sent by James. Can you help me find a unicorn?
Oh, wow.
I was hoping it would have an answer.
Yeah.
Another one. Is it possible to train a hamster to play the guitar?
Nope, it's not. Nope. Just hate to say it. You know, I know that's somebody's dream, but you can't do it.
There's someone somewhere probably forcing a hamster.
That's oh, terrible. Man. They don't even. They
You'd
won't
have
listen.
To get a hamster-sized guitar.
But they won't even. They're really dumb.
I don't know.
They're real
I don't
stupid.
Know about all that.
Someone asked, can you help me summon a demon?
Yes.
That's not cool.
Someone else said, what
Taylor
would happen?
Swift, Taylor Swift.
What would happen if I tried to microwave a burrito while riding a unicycle?
These are really dumb questions.
Well, I know.
Yeah, can I be honest?
These are the weirdest. What ChatGPT sent the list out of the weirdest questions it has been asked.
These are all just questions Chuck's been asking.
Here's the thing about it, though. My ChatGPT has no idea what your ChatGPT, like...
It doesn't. There's not like a massive database.
No, they
it's
say
all individualized.
They say
no, but they draw. They draw information.
It.
I know nothing.
It's
about
not
it.
So,
ChatGPT.
I feel
GPT,
like it's not. It's ChatGPT. Just
a ChatBLT. I don't know.
Made
whatever.
These up.
I
feel like it just made
already.
These up.
I know.
You know. It just lied to them.
Right.
You know, because. It has no, like, even in another conversation, I could be like, hey, remember when I told you this? And it's like, I have no idea what you're talking about. You know, like, it doesn't remember anything.
And so it says.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they're building a database, but.
Another question, what would chairs look like if our knees bent the other way? It's a weird thing to think of.
I feel like I've, for some reason, know that.
I still would want to sit on my butt, and then I would just kick my feet up.
Somebody did that before.
That's why I'm almost thinking it just was like got found in its database a list of weird questions and then just spit them out.
Yeah.
If animals could talk, which would be the rudest?
Cats.
Oh, cats.
Oh, cats, yes. For sure.
Cats. I don't think there's any question.
Did you see that?
Oh, I feel like a possum like, could be pretty rude.
Oh, they're angry. Too. They're angry.
Did you see that video?
The cat would say something that hurts.
Yeah.
This is it. This is someone who came home to their cat, and the cat almost destroyed them, like was pissed at them for some reason.
They probably got home. Yep.
Jeez. What's wrong with that kid?
That is not a friendly
get
cat.
Get that cat some food or something.
Yeah, what I was going to say, hell? That cat has a routine. Jeez. And they did not stick to it.
That's when that opened up the door and said, see you, cat.
Yeah. Time to go outside.
Adios.
That's crazy.
Hope you're not microchipped.
That's insane. Almost sent some weights flying through a window.
Well, he stepped on it, and then the cat was like, I don't like being stepped on.
Oh, he stepped on the cat?
Okay, how light are those weights?
Gosh. They're more for show.
Did the cat not know who it was?
Maybe. He thought it was an intruder?
He saw the Mickey Mouse on his shirt, so he was attacking the mouse.
I don't think him or the cat handled that right.
No.
He wasn't that's ready why. For sure.
You say something to the cat.
But that weight bench can't have much weight on it.
No, because it moved like nothing.
The whole thing was flipped over.
I know.
Then pounds?
It looks like there's 1 pound
weight. I know. It looks like there's quite a bit, but that much weight wouldn't be able to move by a guy just falling on the bench like that.
Yeah, it's more for show. Instagram views.
Yeah, just getting some reps in.
Yeah.
Here's another one, speaking of cats, that apparently was asked to ChatGPT. I'm convinced my neighbor's cat is spying on me. What should I do? It's a funny thing to think.
See, that's another one where I feel like I've heard that before somewhere.
Oh, like somebody probably. I feel like it has just scoured the internet for weird questions. And
well, it's weird. It's like it's not even attached to the internet. It's only been given like 2 years of info, I think.
It's learning right now.
It's learning right now.
Yeah. Right.
It's still all it's doing is trying to guess the next word that comes in a sentence. That's all it's.
Okay, so there's lots helping. Of people asking this, and Chuck, you're probably the best to explain it, what ChatGPT is, because there's people that still don't know.
ChatBLT.
ChatBLT.
ChatBLT is a better. It's a better. Yeah, download that.
Tomato sandwiches all day.
Oh my God, it made
tell
one.
Me more. What kind of bacon?
Yeah.
Like maple flavored? Have you ever
It'll
tried
tell
that?
You.
Mayonnaise recommendations? ?
Yeah. I mean, all ChatGPT is, it's a language-based learning software that is just analyzing as much information as it can to guess what word comes next in the sentence. That's basically all it has done, which is basically, in a weird way, almost the way like a child would sort of figure out language. Mm-hmm. And then you can just ask it.
So that's different than like OpenAI.
Well, it's the same company.
Okay.
Yeah, that is the same company. So it's not general intelligence yet.
So
it's just learning.
I know someone who was working on some legal documents and just kind of typed in, hey, I need a document for this, this, and this to clarify this and this.
It can do that.
Within seconds.
Yeah.
The guy took it to his lawyer and said, what do you think of this? And the lawyer was like, who did this for you? This is awesome. Like,
yeah.
I'm OpenAI.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's where it's scary for lawyers right now because they
can. Scary for a lot.
They can.
Right. And like I said,
it can do a lot.
It can do all this stuff, and it's not yet fully. It's like the training wheels haven't been taken off of this thing yet. You know, like we've only given it since 2001. Yeah. Like that's all the info it has. Mm. So it can't go back in history and like analyze all of our movements and thoughts and what humanity, like there's a ton of stuff it's not been able to.
I just keep picturing a fat scientist in ChatBLT.
I've been working on this for years. Yeah.
On May 15, 2023, ChatBLT became self-aware.
Let me guess. It's a singularity.
Is it making bacon sandwiches on its own?
It is. I didn't even ask for it. It's the best one I've ever had.
It's the end times. They're so delicious.
It's got us.
Who knew that's how it would take over, you know? Like, none of us can move to stop it.
ChatBLT.
There's nothing we can do. It's BLT. It's perfect.
I can't get up. Oh, no. No,
I'm going to have BLT today.
That's it. I think I will, too.
ChatBLT.
ChatBLT on the menu.
Later this month, a new dating app is hitting the marketplace that incorporates AI chatbots into the introduction and dating process. It's called Teaser AI. And at launch, it's only going to be available on Apple products. The AI chatbots uses artificial intelligence that mimic users' interests and personalities. It's a feature, they say, the app's developers hope will reduce ghosting by handling the initial meet and greet part of the dating process.
You're not even going to actually talk to anyone anymore. Your AI version of yourself is going to get to know their AI version of their self and decide whether or not that you guys are compatible. And then you'd meet and have to be like, hey, I don't know anything about you.
Weird. They wouldn't give you like a report of what.
Probably. You'd right? have to like read. I'm like, okay, she's into this. Okay. All right. I guess.
The app says it was created because of all the endless small talk on many other apps that users kind of are sick of. By starting out taking their chat AI chatbot and the algorithm, it'll learn about you through your profile and chats and get smarter every time. And at the same time, prospective matches will also be able to chat with your AI and you with theirs. It's said to serve as an icebreaker, and matches that are intrigued or are amused enough can take over the chat and then stop the AI.
I don't know why we're allowing AI to be a part of every single thing we do, but it's learning to date us now.
Yeah, it's
learning what, to do that. Just what turns us on, what interests us, what keeps us going.
It'll help. It's going to help when it all comes down.
Yep.
Like if they invent like robot sex dolls that have AI, obviously they'll have all the information about our dating. Not that they don't have it anyway. I'm sure that they would.
Of course they do.
Have access to all of that. But it's just crazy. We're so dumb that we can't even date anymore.
Maybe it will do better though than some of the guys out there. I guess my friend she's on the dating apps and she said this one guy was chatting and he's like, what is your love language?
Oh, God.
What would you take on a trip? I'm like, he had all these list of questions.
So he's got them from somewhere, right?
Yes, there's a list. That's a list somewhere.
Like, yeah, she's like, totally, like, no, I don't.
What is your love language?
She's like, I don't know what my love language is.
Okay, if someone asked you that, what would you like, say?
She's like, I don't even know what that means.
Like, what would you say?
No, I know what they are. I know what they are. I know what they are. So,
what do you mean you know what they are?
Yeah, somehow I know just that they're.
He read a book. Did you read a book back in the day?
I might have seen a video on it.
A video, right.
But I think it's like there's service. So, like, if someone does things for you, that's what makes you feel loved. Some people like gifts. Some people like you to tell them.
They didn't. She's just not that. She's like, I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Yeah. There is active service, physical touch, words of affirmation, quality time, and receiving gifts. The five types of love language.
Yeah.
But don't
There's
ask
a giant
that
book, right?
On a chat. Never. When you're trying to go on a, just don't ask.
Physical touch. That's
well,
my love language.
To me, that's part of like figuring someone out. Like if you get a gift for someone and they go over the moon, then guess what?
Yeah, but.
And
just don't ask, but don't like you're in a dating app and you're talking to someone. Don't ask that question.
Well,
don't
just,
ask what you'll take on a trip and all these. Just talk.
Just talk.
Right.
Yeah. Just talk.
Get to know someone.
But
you'll
obviously,
figure it out.
That tip was on some website.
It's bad.
There's great questions to ask a lady.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
She was
and
so
copied
turned
and pasted.
Off by it.
He probably just sent that to everybody.
Yes. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's what we were talking about.
Cut and paste.
She just said the best way is just to go and meet them, and then you know right away. The last guy she went on a date with had small hands, so she said she's like,
I know how that goes.
Like,
tiny little.
She's like, I can't do it.
I get it. That's weird.
Your small hands indicate that you probably have a little itty bitty teeny tiny little peepee, mister.
Trust me.
Turned off by his hands.
I think it was that sketch on Saturday Night Live. You know what's her name?
With the all I think of is those little tiny plastic hands.
Yeah,
I think
but that's
of
it. But there's a Saturday Night Live.
Kristen Wiig.
Yes.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Let's see. This one here.
You got the giant forehead.
She's.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness.
You don't know this sketch?
No,
look.
Oh, yeah. Those are the hands I'm talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, that's it. It was. It's. See. She's used this character a lot.
World, I've got four gorgeous girls. Here come my daughters now.
Daughters?
I'm
love that.
I'm Janet. I'm Peggy. I'm Clara. And I'm Jenny.
That's for me.
Yep. That's tough. That's tough to hold a knife.
So, yeah. It's the littlest things, right? It's the littlest things.
It is. It'd be really awkward see someone struggling to hold utensils.
It would be bad.
The dating world. Come on.
Oh, guys.
It's... Love language to tiny hands. I always thank God I'm
she
not
has
a part
so
of it.
So many stories for me. Poor dad.
Matt's with us. Hey, Matt, how are you? Good. What's up?
Yeah, so I'm a teacher in New Hampshire, and we got a problem with chat, DLT,
oh, yeah.
whatever. Yeah. It's hilarious, because the kids will use it to, like, write their essays and plagiarize.
Yeah.
But it's always the idiot kids. So, like, when they write something and it's got, like, four-syllable words throughout it, you're like, man, you need to write that.
Okay, but yes, so here's exactly. my question with this, Matt, because I've been thinking about this. Like, you know, nowadays, or the older days, I guess, you could go online and look up book reports, and you'd have like five, you know, the teachers would all know, oh, he copied this off the internet. There's yes. this full report, word for word. But ChatGPT makes it different every time, right?
It can write.
It's an individualized report for that student. How do you know they've been using it? But I mean, besides the big
it's
words.
It's smarter than them.
No,
yeah.
That's a great question. We just had a meeting about this the other day, how we're going to do like, every kid gets a Chromebook, right? And we can, when they write their essays, we can see their written history. So we want to see that as an English teacher. Like, hey, you revised this essay and you did X, Y, and Z. Great. Good for you. Comments. Some kids don't use the Chromebook at school, so we can't track it. So it's going to be like a thing that they all have to use now if they're going to write. So we have someone who's almost whole job is just like, hey, this kid cheated. Go find their stuff. And they'll print out all the stuff they looked at or they took from online and give it to us, and that's our evidence, and we'll be like, yo, parents, check it out. The kid sucks.
Right. So the thing is, so I like with me having like auto GPT, so it's like a auto based thing, I can just tell it, listen, you're gonna have to do all sorts of web searches and make it look like I when found all this stuff, because I'm going to have to show my work when I write something.
So you can make it seem like you did
yes,
it yourself.
Of course, 100%.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, Matt, we're screwed.
But then there's that classic thing that I love to do whenever I catch it. I'll just look at all the big words, and I'll call a kid over during like the next class, and without letting him know why I'm doing this, be like, yo, what's this word mean? Yo, what's this word mean?
Yes,
what's that word mean?
That...
And the kid will be like, I don't know, Mike, that's funny, because you used that in your essay like six times. What's it mean, man?
Yeah,
and it's easy to catch them like that because they just don't know what they wrote or what the chat wrote for them. So it's not hard to catch from a teacher perspective, but it's kind of hard to prove sometimes.
Yeah, and I think like where it's going to like I think in grade Thanks, school and high school you're going to be able to like catch it. It's going to start to be when it's writing college level papers, you know, where there isn't the interaction that you have. You know, like there was college classes I took. I don't think I ever talked to a teacher once.
Right.
You know, you just hand your stuff in. They know nothing about
that,
you.
The teaching assistant grades them. And
yeah.
Then, yeah. The professor shows up just to talk for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So we're going to raise even dumber kids, right? Because they're not actually going to learn anything.
Well, to be honest, the dumb probably won't figure this out.
Well, I think the dumb will.
Well, it's just going to become easier and easier to use. Right now, the interface, you know, I think is still lacking, you know, but...
I guess the only way you'll be able to crack down on it is if during tests, right? When they have to be there doing it in person, answering questions.
Yeah.
And they don't have access to that stuff.
Yeah.
Like they'll did 100% on their report, but when it comes to their tests, they'll bomb.
Thing is, though, like I always did good on my tests and then got zeros on my reports.
But that's because you didn't do them.
Yes.
But if these kids could just be like,
yeah. ChatGPT, I could be in Harvard.
I don't know. Again, another thing I can't think about too much because I worry for our future.
Yeah. Oh, there's no point in worrying. We're doomed.
I'm like, don't even worry about it. Good times.
That's where we're going.
All right, coming up, what did a Michigan boy use to save his sister from being abducted? What did a 13-year-old do when facing off against a shark? And how did a school bus full of kids and their 80-year-old driver go missing?
Let's find out.
Sir, news from the underground.
I'm Dave Hunter. It is time now for a check of the news. A brave Michigan boy saved his sister from being abducted from the backyard using his, I feel like we're in the 60s, slingshot.
Very cool.
Hell yeah.
They still have slingshots.
Oh yeah.
Here's the story on this run from WBNS-TV. Let's take a listen into this report.
Michigan State Police are applauding the fearless act of bravery by her older teenage brother. They say armed with just a slingshot, he was able to stop a scary situation from becoming far worse. They say the suspect admitted to planning on beating the little girl severely.
He really is the one that saved his sister's life or from something seriously bad happening to her. To see that and to pop into action that quickly is extraordinary.
Michigan State Police from the Alpena Post says an 8-year-old girl was mushroom hunting in her backyard when a 17-year-old boy came out of the woods, covered her mouth, and attempted to drag her back into the woods. That's when her 13-year-old big brother, who witnessed what was going on from inside the home, sprung into action.
He was able to grab his slingshot, hit the suspect right in the head, and that caused him to let go. The girl was able to struggle and get away, and he shot another one, hit the suspect in the chest, and then fled the scene.
The suspect then ran off. He was later found hiding at a nearby gas station that same day. State police credit the quick thinking of the girl's big brother to saving her and helping identify the suspect.
What he did also helped us to identify who the suspect was, because obviously he had injuries from getting hit with a slingshot.
State police say the young girl was not injured in the ordeal, but she, along with the parents, are understandably shaken up. Police have these words of advice if you're ever in a scary situation like this.
Fight. Do everything you can. Bite the hand that's holding your, that has the hand over your mouth, if that's the case. Stomp on their feet, kick them in the shin, do whatever you can to fight, and then if your mouth is free, scream as loud as you possibly can.
Since the suspect is underage, his name is being withheld. He's currently lodged at the county jail in the juvenile section. His next court date is scheduled for May 17th. That's next Wednesday. In Alpena County, Jody Meeson, 9 and 10 News.
Well, that kid's normal. Not.
Right. They won the accused.
Yeah.
For sure.
Terrifying situation.
It really is. I'll say this, though. I mean, that kid is pretty sweet with a slingshot, because I had a slingshot. And
did you hit anything?
I don't think so. I mean, maybe you'd hit the bottle eventually.
I never actually hit any like fake targets, but the one time I took a shot at a bird, nailed it.
Then I cried.
Of course he did.
I felt so bad.
Yeah.
That was the last time I shot that stuff with my slingshot.
Yeah.
I was like, I got to retire.
Yeah. No.
Actually, somebody called me satanic because it was a dove that I shot.
Oh, my dear God.
So at school, somebody was like, hey, James shot a dove. And somebody was like, what are you, a Satanist?
I'm like, I didn't think I would hit it. No. Yeah,
junior high was rough for me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I haven't used a slingshot since I was a very young boy.
Yeah, we had some pretty cool slingshots back in the day. They've probably only gotten cooler.
Yeah, I mean, now they have it to where there's like a brace that keeps it straight in your hand when you pull back.
Yeah.
And mine wasn't. It was the old school, just plastic.
Yeah, I don't know how you did anything with that
thing. I don't know. Just pure luck.
Yeah.
Wrist rocket slingshot is what people are using these days.
Yeah. I think I had one with the brace. But now look, it like almost looks like a... That.
Almost like a game controller.
Yeah.
And then look at this one.
They have like the new... Have you seen the ones that are like a bow and arrow, but they fire just like BBs?
No.
It's like a pullback bow and arrow, and it fires just BBs out at like an incredible speed.
Sweet.
Really cool.
I got to leave it out of my hands because I don't want to kill any more birds.
I know.
No more trails of blood. A New Jersey elementary school bus holding about 20 students went missing. Turns out the 80-year-old bus driver suffered some sort of medical issue.
Oh, we're almost there.
There's an 80-year-old driving your kid's bus.
Yeah, well, that's all we can find.
Here's the story on this now. Let's take a listen in from NBC News.
Any hesitation to put her on a bus tomorrow?
Absolutely not.
Sanjay Jalota is just relieved his 11-year-old daughter is safe. She was on board that school bus in New Jersey that went missing for nearly an hour.
The first reaction was, I'm surprised, I'm worried, I didn't know what was happening.
Where were these markets?
Patrick Blazer says he first saw the school bus after it hit a red barricade at this Bridgewater gas station. He knew right away something was off with the operator.
Looked like the guy was dazed and confused, but apparently he he was completely out of it. He was dazed and confused.
Police say the 80-year-old driver was supposed to drop the students off at the Mount Horeb School in Warren Township. But when the bus never arrived, it became a full-on scramble to find it.
How scary could this have been?
Very scary, obviously. It was, I'm sure for the kids were terrified, and, you know, they were missing for an hour.
Investigators say the driver suffered a medical emergency and pulled into this parking lot just off Route 22. It was involved in a minor accident.
The bus impacted the back of a flatbed trailer. Officers arrived on scene. They saw that the driver was still trying to maneuver the bus. They got onto the bus, put the bus in park, moved the driver into another seat, and then they started escorting the children off the bus. There were about 20 kids on the bus, ranging from kindergarten to fifth grade. They were fine, no injuries to them. They were a little scared, obviously.
The kids were checked out by the school nurse and put on another bus. Jace Barr works nearby and saw the aftermath.
I have two kids myself, so, you know, if that happened, I know my wife would be freaking out, like, where's my son? You know, you're getting calls, so I'm sure people were panicking, and it's definitely crazy to think that something like that can happen.
People are just, bus drivers are just so old now. You shouldn't have to do it at 80, but...
No, you're right. Maybe they are doing it because they like it. Doubtful.
Yeah.
I was on a Greyhound bus one time, and there was a 100-year-old man driving it, and it was one of the scariest things I've ever.
Oh, my God.
We had an old lady bus driver pulled out of retirement for an event we did once, and that was terrifying.
Yep.
So, on a regular basis, have an 80-year-old. But didn't every kid on the bus have a phone?
I was going to say, I know every single mom was probably tracking their kids' every movement just from Life 360 or one of those.
Or they just had phones where they just Mom, we're lost on the bus.
Oh, well, that. I don't know. They were young, right? How old were they?
I don't know. Didn't they say that? Well, 11-year-old, I guess, was that one guy they interviewed, I believe. 80 to me seems a little too old to be driving a school bus.
Yeah.
A teenager showed incredible bravery when she was bitten by a shark, fighting off the predator as it kept coming back for more.
Ooh, that sucks.
She talked about what happened in an interview with ABC News. Take a listen.
Its head was that big. It was huge.
This morning, this 13-year-old girl attacked by a shark in Florida, now telling her story. On Thursday, Ella Reed was celebrating her first day of summer break at Fort Pierce Beach with a friend. They were sitting in shallow water when suddenly she felt a sharp pain.
It was about as big as me, I'd say, and it was a bull shark. And I looked down and I saw it biting my stomach.
Sitting down in an exclusive interview with GMA, Ella tells us she punched that large shark to fend it off, but then it came back.
I think it was pretty mad at me, I guess, for doing that. It just went right past my friend and straight to me and wouldn't let go.
The shark bit her several more times. Ella's mom racing to help.
It was awful. It was panic. It was just surreal. And I felt in a movie trying to get my kid to the hospital.
At the hospital, Ella getting 19 stitches.
I got 5 stitches in my stomach, and then I have a couple bite marks on my arm and my fingers.
Doctors say her quick thinking actions saved her life. Her mother, Devin, says it was a 5 to 6 foot bull shark that attacked her daughter.
You can see the mouth. The mouth was this big on her stomach. You saw all the teeth.
With the summer months upon us, experts say it is important to stay vigilant in the water.
Professor Stephen Caggiora says it's unusual for sharks to come in shallow water as it did with Ella.
What was even more unusual was, despite the fact that she brushed it off, it came back again. A second time. What typically happens with these bites is a shark will come up and take a bite and determined that, nope, you're not a fish.
But she says Ella did the right thing by fighting back, her mother in awe.
So I think that completely shows her character. She's just unbelievable girl, and I'm super proud of her. And sorry, she's awesome.
And Ella did, again, exactly what experts recommend if you find yourself in that situation, to fight back. They say if attacked, use quick downward punching motions to fend off the shark. Janae, to let that shark know that you're not going down without a fight.
They always tell you to punch it in the face.
In the face, nose, eyes. It didn't. Obviously, I think it just was giving her, like it was testing out. Because if a shark really wanted to...
It didn't take a chunk out of her.
It should have taken a chunk right out of her stomach. It clearly just like bit her to test it out and then was like, ah. But then it's a bull shark, right? And they have massive testosterone. So when you punch it,
it's like, oh my God! Did you just punch me?
My God!
It's like a bro at a bar.
Right.
At like 1 a.m.
You want to go me?
Yeah. Yeah. You know?
I'm a college bro.
They just announced a Jägermeister drinking challenge.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Exactly.
But terrifying moments for a 13-year-old.
Could you even imagine a shark on your stomach?
In shallow water, too. Just kind of sitting
there.
Yeah.
Yeah. No good.
How do they not beach themselves?
They don't need much. Probably don't need much room.
Well, we're going to stay in Florida. You remember we talked about this. A university professor broke a record for the longest time living underwater. This is the guy that was at a Florida Keys lodge for scuba divers. This place here. Remember we looked inside of it?
We thought it was going to smell.
It did look like it smelled. Mm-hmm. Joseph DeTuri's 74th day residing in Jules Underseas Lodge, situated at the bottom of a 30-foot-deep lagoon in Key Largo, wasn't much different than his previous days since he submerged March 1st. He goes by the name Dr. Deep Sea.
That's a problem.
He ate protein-heavy meals of eggs and salmon using a microwave. Exercised with resistance bands. Did his daily push-ups and took hour-long naps. The lodge does not use technology to adjust for the increased underwater pressure, unlike a submarine. The previous record of 73 days, 2 hours, and 34 minutes was set by two Tennessee professors at the same place back in 2014. He went for an extra day. He now holds the record for longest time spent living underwater.
So he just wanted to break it by one day? That must be how miserable it was.
He just set the record, but he's actually still there.
Oh, okay.
He plans to stay there until June 9th when he reaches 100 days.
That's good. I was like, don't just beat it by one day, because then James is going to get in there. He's going to beat you.
I'm going to beat you by 2 days.
Yep.
I'm going to really make it even extra stinky down there.
Yep.
Because I'm not bathing.
While
just eating eggs.
He says he loves living under the ocean. There's one thing he really misses. He says, the sun. One thing I miss most about being on the surface literally is the sun. The sun has been a major factor in my life. I usually go to the gym at 5 and I come back out and watch the sunrise every day.
The sun is very healthy for you. So.
Yeah, I never thought about that, like living underwater. You don't get to see that.
Oh, that's awful.
Well, nothing will make you more comfortable than microwaving some salmon and eggs.
What does that smell like?
Oh, it's so bad.
Does it smell like
it's
in
just so bad.
Underwater cave?
Farts and fish.
Oh, God.
Or for that guy, smells like comfort.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Oh,
I guess it does. I cannot even imagine. There he is, a little picture of him there. And he's still there.
Well, at least he has a computer.
You have the internet.
Yeah. I mean, if you can make it like my basement, I guess I could live there nonstop. It doesn't really matter.
Built-in fish tank.
What would your setup have to be for you to live underwater for 100 days?
Oh, 100 days? Just the food I need.
Right.
Just give me TV. Give me, like, access to my DVR and a computer.
That's all you need.
That's it. Comfortable bed. Done.
Hmm. I'm not sure he has a comfortable, judging from the looks of this little sitting area.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how big this place was.
Remember, when we looked inside. Yeah, we looked at it.
It didn't look great.
Looks like they hadn't renovated it since the 70s.
Because how can you? Like, how are you going to get a bed down there?
Well, I mean, the same way they get food and stuff down there, right? They've got to be able to get stuff down there.
I feel like they
put everything
in it and then sunk it. You know, like they made the room and like say it was like 81. Like,
so their cleaning staff, there's got to be like housekeeping.
Well, they might be able to carry some cleaning supplies in and clean up after this guy, but there's no, like, how does the air circulate?
Well, there has to be that kind of technology. It's
very good.
You'd think so.
Yeah. You got to breathe and live.
Yeah.
Said there's no even like pressure adjustment.
No, it's just like they don't have any technology down there. It's just they built an underwater thing.
Saying he looks like Chad Kroeger from Nickelback.
Well, that's where he goes to write.
Look at this
underwater room.
And what does he go by, Mr. Dr.
Deep Sea? Dr. Deep Sea, I think.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely Chad Kroeger.
Chad Kroeger just set a record for the longest time spent living underwater. A California man fired from his job as a grocery store courtesy clerk after he was assaulted 3 times in 4 months. So why was he fired? Here's the story on this one now from KGET-TV.
23-year-old Austin Sherrill worked as a courtesy clerk at this Vons grocery store. And he epitomized, as you might be able to tell, the word courtesy.
But the world has not been so courteous to him. At least, not so far in 2023. Meet Austin Sherrill, assaulted 3 times in less than 3 months at his job at a local supermarket, then terminated by his employer. It couldn't have happened to a nicer guy.
You know, not to toot my own horn, a lot of people say that they've liked me. A lot of people are like, oh, we like that. I hear it. I hear it all the time.
Sherrill had worked at the Vons on Stockdale Highway, just west of California Avenue, for a little under 3 years, bagging groceries, collecting shopping carts, and dealing with trash.
My biggest problem, what I have is, and I'm mildly autistic. I have a hard time processing things.
So he didn't need this little run of luck. It started the evening of January 19th at the dumpster behind the store.
I'm taking out the trash. 2 people are stealing. They go out the side.
Suddenly, without provocation, the shoplifter punched him in the face. The assailant's companion then pepper sprayed him.
I'm bleeding and I get away and I run back inside.
By the time Bakersfield police arrived, the couple had escaped. 2 months later, the evening of March 17th, a near identical incident at the same dumpster.
Yeah.
This time, though, it could have been worse.
Keep sending them out.
Much worse, if not for the roll of trash bags he had tucked into the pocket of his work apron.
Lo and behold, this guy's lunging at me with a knife, and it goes into the trash bags. Unbelievable. First incident didn't shook me up too much, but this second incident, like, you know, when you are close to death, I'm the most shook I've ever been in my entire life. The most scared I've ever been in my entire life.
Get back out there.
Again, by the time police arrived, the assailant was gone. Then, April 1st, 2 female customers told Sherrill they were being harassed by a man in the store, possibly under the influence. Sherrill summoned his manager and a store security guard who, according to Sherrill, stood by watching as the alleged assailant turned on Sherrill.
He gets on my face, he's cussing me out, he's threatening my life, and I back away. He comes back in my face. I back away again. He comes back. The third time, I push him off of me.
Eventually, Sherrill, shell-shocked by this series of events, applied for workers' compensation. He was asked to take time off, and when he returned, his hours had been cut. Then he was terminated. Sherrill says he has no desire to return to Vons, but he does miss some of his favorite customers.
For the customers who would recognize me, who are seeing this, I'd like to say it's been really nice meeting such great people.
Jesus. Oh, Southwest Bakersfield, Robert Price, 17 News.
This is a tough one.
That was autistic. Yeah, so I can't make fun of it. I was set to make fun of him, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh no, there's something real wrong with him, and they just keep putting him in dangerous spots. Yeah, get out there and deal with the homeless.
Get out there again. You got the trash, man.
Yeah.
I know it's where you've been assaulted three times.
Yeah, get back out there.
Get back out there.
Do you want to work at Vons?
Come on.
And he's like, I can't. I really don't want to.
Get out there. The trash ain't taking itself out.
Oh, my God. We're being assaulted by a drunk man. Where is the autistic boy?
Okay.
Come here. Help.
Go talk to that drunk guy. See what his deal is. Mm.
Yeah, they could find another position for him or something.
Well, and I guess at some point you're just like, is he also just real bad luck? It just always keeps happening to him. Like it didn't happen to anyone else.
Well, we don't know that. Maybe it did.
Well, maybe, but they fired him pretty quick.
Maybe just put some cops by the dumpsters, man. Anytime somebody goes to that dumpster, there's an assault.
Yeah. I think there were people stealing from the dumpster, and he was upset about that. Don't you think he was like being confrontational, possibly
something,
with
something? Because
just letting him go.
Hey, exactly. Drop those day old donuts.
Yeah, no.
Instead of kind of.
We wrote those off. You can't have those.
He also pushed the guy at the end.
Well, he was in someone his was face. In his face.
I know, but you know the way it is.
That's probably what got him terminated.
Yeah,
too.
You can't do anything. You just gotta take it. Take the stabbings. Take
the
beatings.
Stab the trash bag. Trash, and then he said he almost died. So
yeah,
maybe the store security guard should do some security. You know,
yeah.
Hey, drunk guy, get out of my store before I call the police.
And finally, malls aren't attracting teens like they used to, so they say this could save them. In cities across America, they're now turning big stores inside malls into venues for your favorite.
Your favorite.
Oh, God.
Pickleball.
Obsessed. Dave Hunter.
Yeah.
They're not going into the smaller units, you know, like where Sam Goody or Walden Books were. It's the big places, like the former homes of Sears and Macy's, and now Bed Bath & Beyond.
How loud's that going to be when you put it inside?
Well, there's a lot of indoor pickleball courts.
Oh, it's going to be so loud.
It's already happened in about a dozen places, and they say it could become a nationwide trend because both bigger pickleball chains and smaller regional clubs are moving into mall spaces. Makes sense. Pickleball is the fastest growing sport in America. It's outpacing the availability of courts in many places. At the same time, online shopping is making huge retail spaces harder to fill. So soon you may be able to find some friends by the fountain for some pickleball, maybe hit up Sparrow or Cinnabon after.
Yeah, not bad.
But you know what? So it does attract an older crowd. It makes sense, right? Like, it's a nice, safe place. They can go to a mall.
There's parking.
There's parking. Yeah. And they'll get traffic to the mall. The older folks will be there. Maybe they'll spend some money while they're there.
Never thought I'd see the day that pickleball becomes the new Spirit Halloween.
That's it. And I'm all for it because then pickleball will go away sooner. So
what does that mean?
I just think the more big it gets, the more chance of it crashing and coming down to earth again.
Why do people love it so much?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I think because it's more accessible to people.
Yeah.
Right? A lot of people can play pickleball.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
This is Dave's personal
I feel like he just recorded his weekend.
That was Dave's.
That's why he's so tired. Yeah.
Hey,
I did spend some time dinking in the kitchen. This is some pickleball terms for you.
Oh, dinking. You call it dinking. To call it dinking, that's all I need to know.
And that's what they call it when you're, just going back and forth from the kitchen area. Is this the point on either side of the...
No, seriously, they call it the kitchen.
The kitchen.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I hate pickleball.
And there's lots of like fun pickleball shirts about.
So you're in the kitchen and then you dink. You dink it.
Yeah.
In the kitchen.
That's the kitchen right there. That's the area of the court they call the kitchen.
Now, are you allowed in the kitchen or do you have to stay out of the kitchen?
You are if the ball bounces in there.
Okay.
But you're never allowed in there unless.
So it's kind of like the key in basketball?
Yeah. Unless it's there first. That's the kitchen. Just so you know.
I'm glad people are doing it. It looks like a lot of fun.
And there's your dinking strategies. Ultimate guide to
dinking. Oh, my God. Oh,
I'm hovering over the edge of the kitchen.
It's like a 90-year-old came up with the terms.
Dinking.
Dinking is a term also for penis. A dink.
I don't know.
Listen, it's good that we fill up some of these big empty spaces.
It can't just be a volley like every other
retail
sport?
Landscape. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back in just a moment here, there's more to come. Celebrity dirt and sports news on the way. How much is Johnny Depp making to be the face of Dior's Sauvage Cologne? Is another happy talk show host accused of having a toxic workplace? And are they going to drag the Fast and Furious movies out longer than expected? We'll find out when we come right back.
Previously on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
An elderly Florida man figured the best way to settle a laundry room dispute was by killing the HOA president and her husband.
What?
Henry Wallace was shot and killed after an elderly neighbor was enraged that Wallace left the door open to the shared laundry room. Hugh Hootman demanded Wallace apologize.
Better apologize or, I'll murder you.
Hugh Hootman admits he lost his temper during that discussion.
I realized I lost my temper after I murdered him.
He pulled out a gun and shot the guy several times.
That's it.
Door.
The guy's wife ran out. He shot her as well.
He's got to be the most murderous person with the goofiest name of all time.
I'm Hugh Hootman.
You never hear about a murdery Hugh Hootman.
Hugh Hootman.
No. He's a killer.
I thought he would have been a comedian.
Hugh Hootman.
Cold-blooded murderer?
Double homicide.
What?
Double homicide Hugh Hootman.
Right. I didn't expect it.
You wouldn't.
Homicide Hugh.
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Hi there. Here with Dave and Chuck the Freak on a Monday. It is the 15th of May. Coming up, how much is Johnny Depp making to be the face of Dior's cologne? Is another happy talk show host accused of having a toxic workplace? And are they going to drag the Fast and Furious movies out longer than expected?
Yes.
That's all coming up. First, though, in some sports news, we now know the final four teams in the NBA playoff conference finals. There are no games tonight. The action resumes tomorrow when the Los Angeles Lakers travel to Denver to take on the Nuggets. That game at 8:30 on ESPN. Then Wednesday, it's the East turn. When the Miami Heat visit the Boston Celtics, again, 8:30 Eastern. That game, though, on TNT. Each series is best of seven. The winners going to the NBA championship finals. Pretty exciting game yesterday for the Celtics. Pretty good deal. And then off now to the semifinals. Almost a wrap for the NHL Stanley Cup Conference semifinals as well tonight. The Seattle Kraken visit the Dallas Stars, and that'll determine which team will be heading to the conference finals as the series is knotted up at three games apiece. The Florida Panthers and the Carolina Hurricanes already set to do battle in a best-of-seven conference finals matchup, which will begin later this week. And then Friday night, Brittany Griner played her first WNBA game for the Phoenix Mercury since her close to 10-month detention in Russia. She says it was a day she was grateful for, and she's not going to take it for granted. The moment was especially powerful just before tip-off during the national anthem. The home crowd gave her a loud ovation, and she said hearing the Star-Spangled Banner definitely hit different, and her whole team just had chills. As far as the game, she said she was definitely rusty, but she feels like she's on the right track. Their regular season begins Friday.
Yeah, just no more playing in Russia. Let's just...
she says she'll never leave the country again.
Oh, wow.
Like, she'll never play.
Yeah.
In another...
I mean, I... You really got to watch where you go.
No, you definitely do.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Not the time.
All right, on to some celebrity dirt now. And there was a report out on Friday that Jamie Foxx's family was preparing for the worst.
Yeah.
I saw that.
And luckily, that turns out to be junk.
Oh, okay.
So Jamie Foxx is out of the hospital and on the mend, they say, after experiencing a medical emergency last month. In a statement posted to Instagram, Foxx's daughter blasted rumors that her family has been preparing for the worst and offered an update on her dad's health. She said, "It's sad to see how the media runs wild. My dad has been out of the hospital for weeks recuperating. In fact, he was playing pickleball yesterday. Even Jamie Foxx plays
That's
pickleball.
Why I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
You think this is fake?
I don't believe it.
You think what? They're exaggerating his condition?
He wouldn't.
They put that Jamie Foxx is playing pickleball?
That's what his daughter said.
Why is everything revolved around pickleball?
I don't believe it.
I feel like Jamie Foxx would be pretty upset if that got revealed.
I know.
You think that like, they were so secretive about it because... like with projects he might have like coming up that they might, you know, be canceled if he has some kind of crazy medical
problem.
Yeah,
like if you thought, oh man, we're losing Jamie Foxx in that upcoming movie maybe, so let's just cancel the whole thing. Mm. I mean, it's possible because I do think that there is a chance that the, oh, it's super bad news story got leaked by someone who's upset that they didn't just come right out and let us know, you know, everything that's going on. It's just very odd to not know what's going on with a celebrity when they're, you know, you hear about everything.
Yeah.
You know? And for them to not reveal the details or anything like that, I feel like someone was like, oh, yeah, well, just put out that he's close to death. If that's, you know... true or not, or like we don't have anything of him at home. There's no like photos of him.
Nothing of him.
No one saw him leave a hospital.
No one's seen him since the report that he was rushed to the hospital.
Right.
I mean, in the public. I'm sure his family and friends and stuff have, but there's been nothing released.
If he is in fact playing pickleball,
God help us.
That means that he is not as cool.
Yep. As you thought. It's true. It is true. It's going to take a real hit.
That'd be funny. His first press conference, it's the first thing he says. It's like, the reports of me playing pickleball are untrue. Are absolutely like, ridiculous.
Whew.
Whatever happened to him, it made him less cool, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Jamie Foxx's daughter said that she and her father have an exciting announcement coming this week. What could that be?
I don't know.
Shazam has been renewed for a fourth season.
Oh, yeah.
That's my guess. I don't know. Him and his daughter do that show.
Foxx had been hospitalized at a Georgia facility for an undisclosed medical complication. Earlier this month, the actor, singer, and comedian broke his silence with an Instagram post that said, "Appreciate all the love, feeling blessed."
Yeah, and I think even at the time, we were like, that's probably not him.
Yeah.
That did that.
Maybe it'll be a video of him. Maybe he'll...
That'd be great.
Come on.
I think that'd be great.
Say something.
You know? Some video of him playing pickleball or something. Like, get it out.
There's a ton of conspiracy theories out there.
Of course.
About what's going on with him. That he's already
dead.
Oh,
yeah. No, there's... Yeah, with the whole Puff and all the...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
P. Diddy, Puff Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
What? That he knows things?
Yeah.
Why, is he beefing with P. Diddy?
No, what? He was at a party. Okay. There's all sorts of guys. You don't even want to know. You don't. It's so. What?
It's bizarre.
Conspiracy stuff. It's got stuff to do with like gay rumors and all sorts of parties and, pedophilia. And it's like, it's too insane for me.
I don't have time for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it's.
But he knows things, so P. Diddy.
Mm, okay.
Something like that. Like all of a sudden he came out and said something, and the next thing you know, he had something happen.
So they say. I guess Jamie Foxx is a known pickleball player, so this is not...
Okay.
Not something that is...
That changes everything, huh?
It does. It takes him off the list.
Changes everything.
Oh, well. I don't want to be the pickleball spokesperson. I just have played it a couple of times, so I seem
I think
to be
you
the
are
one
now. I think you
falls
are
into that.
You are the pickleball.
I heard you're going to be nominated
the kitchen
for
and
the kitchen. Yeah. We learned something today.
I was digging in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
The nominations for Mr. Pickleball 2023 is going to be you right at the top of the list.
Mr. Pickleball. Yeah. Played three games.
I am going to find that out if that exists, and I am nominating Dave for 100%.
Anyway, so hopefully Jamie Foxx is okay and he hasn't been caught up in some sort of weird. He knows too much.
Oh, this just in. Jamie Foxx has challenged Dave to a pickleball match.
Wow. I'd love to see that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Exciting. We just talked about this the other day, that sometimes the people that appear to be the nicest, most genuinely kind people, turns out they're not so much. We talked about Ellen DeGeneres, James Corden.
Yeah.
And all these people you think on their shows come across as being super nice, good people, and then you hear reports that they are just complete douche nozzles. Well, Rolling Stone published a report the other day where one current and 11 former employees of the Kelly Clarkson show allege that it is a toxic work environment. Now, the difference is here. They all say that Kelly Clarkson herself is fantastic.
Oh, okay.
And that she has no clue how unhappy her staff truly are. It's the show's producers that are the real jackasses.
Well, that doesn't shock me that they would be your television producers. Like, it's got to be.
Yeah.
But her name's on the show. You don't think she should be.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how much.
Aware or.
I saw like with those kind of shows, like those people operated like whoever the host was the boss. So like.
That is the way it worked on Ellen and James Corden's show and stuff. At the end of the day, they were the ones held responsible for everything.
Yeah.
But this report says that the Kelly Clarkson show employees are overworked, underpaid, and that working there was traumatizing to their mental health.
Oh, so they're in entertainment.
It's pretty much every job you have like that. That's the way it is.
Yeah.
You don't get paid a lot, and it's not great work.
And it's a lot of work.
And it's a lot of work.
Yeah. And I think it's funny because I just think everyone now thinks, like, if you have to work any bit harder for anything, then it's, like, completely unfair and whatever. Yeah. It's, like, it's part of, like, having a cool job like that. I think it's what they did in radio for years. They'd be like, we're only paying you $1 because there's a million other people that would rather do this, and it's so much fun, and you're going to be able to meet Scott Weiland one day.
Right.
And I was like, wow, I guess I just keep doing this for $1 then.
You could say that about most the entertainment.
That's what I mean. Yes. Like, I think it's like, you know.
I mean, I have friends in the industry, and they lived in New York, and, you know, they were living in small little places and working their asses off. And
exactly.
Just not getting paid a lot.
No.
And it's just the way it is.
It's almost like you have to not get paid a lot until finally have almost something where you're like in charge of it, or at least up, you know, your name is up.
Yeah.
Further
way up,
you know.
Kelly heard the report and wasted no time making a statement. She said, quote, in my 20 years in the entertainment industry, I've always led with my heart and what I believe to be right. I love my team. To find out that anyone is feeling unheard and or disrespected on the show is unacceptable. I've always been and will continue to be committed to creating and maintaining a safe and healthy environment at the Kelly Clarkson show. She said the senior staff now has to undergo leadership training, including herself, to ensure that any notion of toxicity is eradicated from her show.
Do you know what works? Leadership training.
Yeah.
Everyone loves it.
I mean, it's hilarious to me because I just don't think it changes anything. I don't think it changes anyone. Like, you go through the process, but like, people are the people they are.
Right.
You know, and it's like, oh man, yeah, I guess I should be nicer. And then like 2 days later, I think they're just the same person.
But what Lisa said, I mean, some of it is like, you know, working your way up in an industry.
Right.
You take low paying, crappy jobs.
Yep.
to get the experience. And then you can say, hey, you know, I was the head intern at the Kelly Clarkson show. I'm looking for a new position.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's just how it
sounds like a generational thing, not that's to sound the, odd, but it just does. Like,
yeah. And I worked for nothing. Like, for yeah. nothing. In fact, I did a lot of it for free.
It's yeah. toxic. It's yeah. so bad.
But to get experience exactly. in the industry, like, I feel that's like what you have to do sometimes.
Entertainment is dramatic. Is it?
I had to get two coffees.
It's like, oh my God.
I'm sure it's, me.
I'm sure it's much lower down the rungs of stuff, and people can be upset. And listen, it is upsetting to be, I guess, like, treated in that way. Where
then
it's
quit
like
your damn job that's and just find right. something else.
But that's exactly. it. Everyone has
there.
A
We've
choice.
All had crappy jobs.
Yes, you have a choice to leave.
Yeah,
it's just that you're
just take control of your,
you know. And if not, then it is your own. You have to like just say, okay, I am living like this because I'm hoping to God that this thing is going to work out in the future. Like, do you know how many people I grew up with that wanted to be in radio? Yeah. And only two remain.
Yeah, you just
two
have
remain.
To figure
That's
out,
it.
Stick with it. Figure it out. Well, I don't know. Figure it out. That's what I always say. Figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. But see, they go to social media and then they all cry.
Yeah.
And then it's like a thing.
Yeah.
And now
isn't every workplace a toxic workplace?
Yes.
I think so.
When you break it down, yeah. people forcing you to do stuff you don't want to do.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's it's Work all hard. Toxic. That's part of life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Suck it up.
I know. I think
that's
it's
why I'm going to be back in sensitivity training.
No,
yeah.
no, we're not doing that again.
Suck it up, bitches.
Yeah.
We had a report that a Dave Hunter mentioned. Suck it up. Lisa Way said, just figure it out. I don't know. We're going to have to get them.
This sounds like my morning pep talk today.
Yeah.
Yep. Shut up.
Now. Suck it up and figure it out.
Figure it out.
Okay, Dave. Oh, God. Lisa's here.
Quick, run.
Yeah. I mean, I do. I think that it is, there's more voice to the very lowest rung
yes.
of the industry than there ever was. And I think that for the longest time, anything in entertainment, when you were just trying to get your foot in the door, was some of the most awful pay-wise stuff that you could do, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's not hard. Like, entertainment isn't like roofing. You know what I mean?
For sure.
But it was like you'd have to go somewhere and deal with people and make no money and for 7 hours straight and all that stuff. Like, yeah, it's terrible in different ways.
Yeah, I see that. You know, I've got kids and they've got luckily a pretty good work ethic.
Yeah.
But I hear stories that, I mean, they go through employees at the places they're working at so fast because a kid will show up and be like,
I don't want to do that.
Lift dishes.
Yeah. What do I have to do? I'm going to
lift dirty dishes?
Yeah.
No.
It's like Andy's whole, but you used to do that. You just
I just would quit.
Yeah.
I just would quit a job. Up.
Yeah.
I changed tires for 1 week and a half.
That's longer than I would have.
Never would even consider changing tires.
That was hard work.
Oh, man.
It was like 8 days in. I was like, we both know this isn't the route for me. I'm like covered in dirt. I'm like, I gotta go.
But I'd much rather someone do that, though, than be like, it's such a toxic workplace.
Changing
all these tires.
Yeah.
Like, just say it's not for you and move on.
That would have been funny to say that was a toxic. Those guys there. They would have been,
what?
This
is
a toxic
work
environment.
Yeah, it is.
The new lady's really, the new lady's really crazy.
You guys are mean.
Yeah.
Like, you guys are just mean.
Pull your pants up. Yeah, it's. Yeah.
No, I mean, I just, even with, you know, I see Stella at her job and she's like, I'm like, oh, is what's her name working with you? Oh, no. She doesn't work there anymore. It's like people quit all the time. You know, they bring someone else in, they quit.
you have to be super careful what you say these days as well. We've talked about that many times. And if ABC News needed more drama, just as Good Morning America 3 is officially washing its hands of co-anchors TJ Holmes and Amy Robach's salacious love affair, another scandal is rocking one of ABC's flagship local news broadcasts. Ken Rosado, who is the longtime anchor of Eyewitness News This Morning in New York on WABC 7, he has been given the boot after allegedly making an off-color remark. Now, if you don't live in New York, you probably don't know this guy, but he's been huge there, anchoring the morning show before Good Morning America takes over. He was off the air when he uttered the phrase, but it was picked up on an open mic, and he was fired on the spot.
Yeah, someone left that mic on, huh?
Oh, that open mic.
Open mic will get you. They say that the station's general manager alerted staff through an email on Friday that he is no longer with WABC, thanking him for his years of service to the channel. He joined Eyewitness News as a freelance reporter and was promoted to morning and noon anchor in 2007. He anchored This Morning for many years. A rep for ABC News did not respond to comment. They will not say what he said.
I was gonna say,
so it never came out.
It never came out what he actually said into that open mic. I mean, maybe it will eventually.
Obviously, it was bad.
Unclear what he said or when he exactly made the comment. Fired for cause immediately. Co-anchors were brought in one by one for a talk about it, but management wouldn't tell them what he said. He, of course, has been wiped from ABC's website. His daily tweets from the anchor desk also have been deleted.
Oh, God. What are we going to do?
He's going to have to leave New York. He won't be able to afford that anymore.
No. I mean,
do you get another chance?
I don't know. It
well,
just
no one knows
on
what he said. Everyone, no one's going to take a chance
no
until,
a chance
until it comes out what he said. Like, there's no way I can hire you not knowing what you said. Because I would be, like, hiring you, and then all of a sudden it comes out, and I'm like, oh, sorry, that was way too bad.
A report like this,
I have to fire you.
With a report like this and being fired on the spot, no way.
This has got internet news channel written all over it. He will be on the internet. He'll have his own Twitter. He'll be on his own thing soon. This is what this has got written all over it.
No one knows who he is, though, except people in New York. I don't.
Right, he does the morning show there. You know, it's even though it's one of the biggest morning shows, I'm sure, in America, just based on the audience size. But if you
really
don't live in New York,
because of that guy, you know, is he really killing it on the news before Good Morning America? I mean,
before 7 a.m. knows with old people, probably. The only thing I can relate it to is in the streaming world, there was this guy, this Dr. Disrespect guy who was like kicked off of Twitch, and no one ever, they never came out and said, this is the reason why you were kicked off of Twitch. And he later went on to say, do you know how many like things were damaged because they wouldn't just come out and say like the reason? Like he had a TV show that was in the works, like all these different things, and it all was thrown away because no one knows why it happened, and you're just speculating as to what it could have been, and you can't take a chance on someone like this guy. You can't take a chance on him because you just have no idea. Was it racial? Was it homophobic? Was it chauvinistic? Like, what was it? We don't know, so you can't hire him.
There was a rumor that it was racial. His reps have shot that down, saying it absolutely was not.
As his reps should.
Yeah, but if it's recorded and it comes out, then you can't just make that up. What could you say? What phrase could you say?
We were not speculating about that.
Yeah, there's a million.
It could be
things.
Racial. It could be he could be homophobic. I mean, there could be many different horrible things that he could have said.
Yeah. Like, was that his last show?
No, that was him hosting a pride parade.
Right. Okay.
In the past couple of years, just pictures from his career. So who knows what it was.
Well, and the thing is, too, now, like, it may not even have been recorded, because I don't even think things need to be recorded anymore. It's just if the wrong person hears something and then says, wait a second, that guy just said that. And if anyone else heard it as well, then they have, like, it's two versus one, and then you're gone. You know?
Yeah. I'm sure it'll come out. It just hasn't come out yet.
Yeah.
Johnny Depp signed a record 3-year deal to continue to be the face of Dior's Sauvage cologne. Do people really buy that cologne because they think Johnny Depp uses it? Like, is it, are people rushing out to buy it because Johnny Depp is endorsing it?
I don't know, but they probably don't want to change it because I think it is the number one highest selling male cologne of all
really?
Time.
You use it, don't you?
I don't.
Okay.
I do not. I do not. But I think it is.
And plus, with him being so in the public eye the past year, you don't want to let go of him.
Well, it is the largest of any men's fragrance endorsement deals ever signed. $20 million to continue to be the spokesperson for 3 years.
Man, that just means he just has to like be on the beach in a bathtub and then turn into like a horse and then
whistle a minotaur and then rock out on a guitar.
That's it.
Like 20 million.
20 million.
20 million.
Boom.
Nice. Now that surpasses Robert Pattinson. He held the record up until now. He was paid $12 million for Dior's Homme.
Okay.
And Brad Pitt held the record before that. He was paid $7 million for Chanel No. 5.
Man, huh?
That's a men's?
Yeah,
so they must make a men's and a women's, right?
I don't know.
A source familiar with the fragrance industry says the average amount for an A-list celebrity generally is now between $2 to $4 million a year to get them to endorse it.
Yeah, I mean,
ladies do seem to like that cologne.
They do.
Yeah.
The thing is about it is that it's been liked for so long. Like, how long can something
last?
Go for, you know?
They still sell Obsession for Men, and they.
I know, but oh no one. God. But no one.
I know,
wears
but they
it.
Still sell it.
I know, but.
From the 80s?
Like, yeah.
That's crazy.
I'm sure that its overall sales is like in the hundreds of thousands, maybe. If they were lucky, they sold 100,000.
They described this as citrusy, musky, and spicy, giving the wearer a feeling of being fresh after the shower with notes of bergamot and Sichuan pepper.
I heard...
I described Chuck's farts.
Yeah. I got a little bergamot in there. I think they said this is the smell of everyone's ex-boyfriend. Is generally like what it's...
The smell of everyone's ex-boyfriend?
Yeah, it's like because it's like a... It's more of a younger...
I've never smelled it.
No. It's
just weird
because
Johnny Depp looks like he's not like the most great smelling.
No, which is hilarious.
And he's reportedly stinky.
Yeah.
He's listed always as one of the worst smelling celebrities.
Yeah. Like there are probably other things that he represents that are more bang on.
When we just talked about this, they asked Americans who they thought smelt the worst, and he was at the top of the list.
Yeah.
So why would you sign him to be
I will say this,
your cologne?
The cleanest he ever looks are in those commercials where he becomes a minotaur and attacks and plays guitar.
That's not him. That's the other guy that becomes the minotaur.
I'm just saying, like, if you've seen him in one of those commercials, I do believe, like, I'm like, oh, it's like the cleanest he looks. There's him. About
there's
to play
the guitar.
Guitar.
He definitely plays become... guitar in the desert, but I don't think he takes
he's
him.
A wolf in this one. This is $20 million. He's making $20 million just for this.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just gotta play guitar in the desert with wolves.
I want to smell like
citrus.
I want
to smell like that.
But he smells like citrus and bergamot.
He's the leader of the pack.
I'm gonna lead like this Gibson. Wilderness. Fearless. And human. Sauvage. The new elixir. Dior.
You call it elixir, I want to drink it.
Yeah, don't.
The new elixir.
I mean, some guys would drink it.
And also, it's Adam Driver that turns into a centaur.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Spoiler alert for the new Fast and Furious movie.
Oh my God.
Oh, what are you doing?
Alert. What are you doing,
oh my
Dave?
God. Spoiler
what
alert.
Are you doing?
Okay, so you have to.
How long has it been out? How long has it
not
been
long.
Out?
Not long.
It comes out this week.
Oh my, that's not even out.
It's not even out.
It's not even out.
Out.
It's not even out. Spoiler alert.
They're going to make another one?
The Rock made it very clear that he's not a fan of Vin Diesel, and he had no intention of returning to the Fast and Furious franchise. But either he lied or he had a change of heart.
Okay.
Because he has a surprise cameo in Fast X. I'm not going to say when it happens or where it happens.
Okay.
No official word yet, but they believe it means he's going to have a larger role in the franchise going forward. Vin Diesel recently said the big finale was being split into two movies, but now he says, actually, we figure we should make it a trilogy. So we're going to get a Fast 11 and a Fast 12.
Holy cow, huh?
Yes.
This is the one with Jason Momoa in it, right? Is he
yeah,
in this?
Yeah, the new one, yeah.
So they're going to keep him around for three.
He's all in now.
Like, yeah.
Like, might be.
But yeah.
Fast cars and Jason Momoa.
Depends on his car.
I don't know. It might
well,
be.
It's like they took he's in a Prius in this one.
No way.
Yeah, souped up Prius.
No, he is.
That's his car.
So
Jason Momoa is in a souped up Prius
you're
in this movie.
Wow.
I swear.
You know, you could turn a Prius into a tuner car.
Yeah. It's hard. And it doesn't go very fast.
It's like the producers were like, what can we get to make these hot cars look even better.
We're going to put Jason
all the hot
Momoa.
Dudes we can find. Let's get John Cena, Jason Momoa, Vin Diesel, The Rock. Let's get them all in here with their shirts off.
Yep.
Funny. Sorry, Jason Statham.
Thinking, how can you spoil the Fast and the Furious?
Like, I know, right? Really?
Everything has to be, a car that helps the environment.
Well, there's rumors that
so the basic premise of those movies is that they race these cars.
Yeah.
And then they save the world.
Exactly. Same time. Same time.
Kind of.
Yeah.
He's shirtless, hanging out the hood of a lavender car.
What are you waiting for? Click the
lavender. Link. It's a lavender Prius. You're not going to believe it when you see it. And they told him to gain weight. So he did.
It looked like his back was a little chunky.
Holy hell.
They said, listen,
not so
back
fast,
it on.
Not so furious.
Okay, I won't see this one.
I thought it was called Too Fat, Too Furious.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
The fat.
Purple
and the
car and fat Jason Momoa. I don't want to see that.
It's Tim going through Wendy's in his purple car.
Yeah, super fast, yeah.
And take some chili and frosty.
We got Jason Momoa in the line again. He wants a T-Rex burger.
I'm in a race. Make it quick.
Step on it.
So there you go. Look out for more Fast and Furious. James Gunn's band of galactic rascals are proving their worth at the box office as Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 enjoyed the best second weekend hold of any sequel in the Marvel Cinematic Universe and one of the best among MCU titles. The threequel grossed an estimated $60.5 million over the weekend, just a 49% decline from the opening weekend, and more than enough to crush the competition. It also crossed the $200 million mark domestically. It now sits at $213.2 million in North America. Overseas, Guardians 3 took in another $91 million from 52 markets. It sits at $528 million globally. Holding at number two was the Super Mario Brothers movie. It grossed another $13 million. It's now made $1.21 billion globally. The new offering, even though Chuck went to see it, Book Club, The Next Chapter.
I don't recommend it.
Managed a third place finish.
I can't get behind it.
With a disappointing $6.5 million, the star-studded cast includes Jane Fonda, Diane Keaton, and Mary Steenburgen, but it tanked at the box office.
Oh, is that like the latest version of like the bunch of old broads get together and do something wacky?
Yes.
Yeah.
Didn't even hear about that one.
I saw like a slight little tiny bit of a trailer one time, and I was like, oh, is this the Brady one? Nope. Is this the other one?
You know, it looks
one?
Just almost
I mean,
identical
it's all,
to
they
the
just
Brady
keep,
one.
Yeah, they just keep making
old broads
same.
Doing things. That's what we should call that series. Yep. Who was hotter? A young Robert De Niro or a young Al Pacino? Well, a Twitter user put that question to her followers, and it went insane. 277,000 votes, it ended up in exactly a 50-50 tie.
How in the world?
That is impossible.
277,372 votes.
We'll never know.
And it was exactly a 50-50 tie.
Is Devin Robert De Niro?
Yeah, it's got to be De Niro.
It's more of the bad boy.
Ooh, he not, not he looks like an old lion now.
They both. It's rough on both. We all lose our beauty.
Yeah. Pacino looks like he got the werewolf curse.
Yeah.
Al Pacino is looking crazier and crazier.
Yeah, he absolutely is. Nutty times. The actual bar from the set of Cheers hit the auction block recently in Dallas, Texas. And two of the old guys that were on that show, George Wentz and John Ratzenberger, got together to sit at the bar one more time and say goodbye to it. Here's the story on that from Boston's WHDH-TV.
Good morning, everybody. Hey, what's going on, Normie? It's
my birthday, Sammy. Give me a beer, stick a candle in it, and I'll blow out my liver.
Two of the iconic actors from the hit TV show Cheers visiting their old stomping ground.
It was fantastic. So great to see the bar.
Almost exactly 30 years after the last episode of Cheers hit the airwaves, Norm and Cliff reunited and sat at the bar that's up for auction. Actors George Wendt and John Ratzenberger reminiscing on the good old days at the bar where everybody knew their name.
And I get a lot of letters to this day about thank you for...
Don't watch this out, you'll cry.
When my father came
way
down,
ahead of you.
You know, he was dying and the only joy in his life was watching your show and this and that. So it really does mean a lot. So to see this, it meant a lot.
The current owner of the bar says he worked for 20 years to get his hands on this piece of TV history, and that being able to have a beer with some of his favorite TV stars has been a dream come true. The bar features several autographs. Ratzenberger carved his name into the wood decades ago, along with Kirstie Alley, who played Rebecca. He says seeing this historic set brings back wonderful memories.
Preserving this, an Archie Bunker set, and thing, that's a big deal. That's a real big deal because all these things are part of our lives.
Wen says he still stays in touch with all of his cast members and enjoys getting together with his barstool buddies.
We catch each other in bits and pieces. It's kind of hard. It's like herding cats, you know, trying to get us all together.
Well, so far, the current bid for that bar is $100,000.
I'm going to need a raise. They both sound like they were drinking at the bar, too.
Yeah, I know. Drinking stuff.
It's called getting old.
It's old age. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when two sips of beer mixed with that old guy medication?
Yeah.
Get a little flurry.
Yep.
They were old when they were on that show 30 years ago.
Yeah.
There's other cool items up for bids, as they mentioned, including the Bunkers living room from All in the Family and the Batman and Robin costumes from the 1966 Batman TV series.
With the nipples?
TV series. Not the movie.
Not even better, though. Nope. They're like pajamas.
Oh, pajamas.
Well, they were. I mean, those 60s Batman.
Those outfits were crazy.
Outfits are wild.
Yeah.
The Adam West one.
I would look great in the Robin outfit sitting at the Cheers bar
in the Archie Bunker.
Yeah. Or Kleiner.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
If you thought I yelled at you in the morning before, wait till you come in wearing that.
Oh, wow.
And then finally in music news, Taylor Swift yelled at a security guard who was harassing a group of girls during her show in Philly
over the
weekend.
Don't harass girls at a Taylor Swift show.
This upset Chuck and his fellow Swifties crazy. Here's what happened. Take a listen in. It was during her song Bad Blood. She noticed what was going on. She yelled, "She's fine. She wasn't doing anything." After the show, one of the girls posted a video saying that security guard was on them all night, hassling them anytime they touched the front railing or even danced. It all worked out, though. The guard got fired, and the girls got free tickets for the next night show in the VIP section. She did three nights in Philly this past weekend.
How fortunate for those people to get more tickets to even rarer seats.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Hope life works out for them.
They were already front row, right? Yeah, they were already right there.
Yeah. They already had the hottest tickets in town, and now they get to come back to the VIP section next time. How fortunate for them.
You know, I'm seeing tons of Taylor stuff, like, on TikTok. You've never seen more people just bawling.
At her concerts?
Oh, my God. The whole crowd just cries.
Well, you cry every time you see her, too.
I mean, they he cries at every TikTok. They cry. Whenever a song starts, everyone's crying.
But nothing
I don't
special's
understand.
Happening. She's just singing her songs.
Just
right?
starting
that's
the next
because
song.
That's enough to make them
bawl.
Wow.
You're sad because the last song ended.
Yeah, and then the
and
next
then you're
one
also
begins,
happy because this new one is beginning.
But it has to end.
It's a vicious cycle.
It's a wild little group of
that you're proud
people.
To be a part of. Them.
Because even when I went and saw Billie Eilish with Stella, they weren't crying as much. Some probably were.
Yeah.
But not around where I was sitting much.
We're going to take a break when we come back in a moment. How was an old broad struck with a riderless vehicle? What was a woman smuggling in her belly? And remember the girl that set herself up as an AI girlfriend? Well, how has that quickly gone rogue?
Uh-oh.
We'll get to that. Bitches tripping and much more straight ahead. We'll return in a moment. It's the Monday edition of Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Previously on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
A Houston woman did not take her firing well. This woman allegedly kidnapped her boss at the Smoothie King, who fired her over the holidays.
That's incredible.
Smoothie King.
They're not paying me enough to manage a Smoothie King for being kidnapped.
No.
I used to love the Smoothie King. I used to be obsessed
really?
With it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, years and years ago, before it came here, I was in New Orleans and they had one, and I used to just be obsessed. I was like, gosh, I should open a Smoothie King.
That's
how much you liked it.
How much is a franchise?
So long ago. I just loved it.
Lisa wanted to be like the Smoothie King queen in the Midwest.
Yeah.
He's the Smoothie Queen.
Yeah, I don't need your king. I'll be Smoothie Queen.
Lisa Way Smoothie Queen. Could have been a whole new life for her.
Oh, my God. I love that Lisa wanted to open one of these.
I actually went on the website. I was like, how much?
Bloody, this is what we're doing.
Yeah.
Put a Smoothie King together.
Have you thought about the gold mine that is Smoothie King?
When I saw the first one open up around here, I was like, there it is.
It has begun.
Damn it, I'm too late.
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Hi there. Here with Dave and Chuck the Freak on this Monday, the 15th of May. As we continue now, what was a woman smuggling in her belly? Remember that girl that set herself up as an AI girlfriend? Well, how has that gone rogue? And what did a Vegas drunk driver comment on Facebook about her arrest? That's all on the way. We're going to get started first with this.
It sucks to be old.
You know, we keep saying that one of the problems of getting older is that your reaction time is really bad.
It slows down, doesn't it?
It slows way down because the older lady involved in this situation, to me, it looks like she had an hour and a half to move out of the way.
Oh, no. Oh, God. Here it comes. Oh, no.
Oh, God. What am I going to do? No.
Granted, a crazy situation, but three people were injured the other day when a crash led to a runaway riderless motorcycle striking an old lady.
Oh, God.
Still got her.
Yeah.
This was in the parking lot of a par 3 golf course in Palm Beach.
Of course.
According to a Palm Beach police crash report, a group of five motorcycle riders was heading north on South Ocean Boulevard about noon the other day when they slowed to allow a car to turn from the northbound lanes into the golf parking lot. As the motorcycle slowed, a 53-year-old man riding a 2019 Triumph failed to slow down. He hit the motorcycle in front of him. The collision caused the rider of that motorcycle to be bumped off of it.
Oh. Whoa.
And he fell to the ground. That red 2016 BMW motorcycle, now riderless, but was still in gear.
Oh, boy.
Made a sharp turn.
As they would.
Into the parking lot.
No one's driving.
Where this old broad in her pink golf outfit and baseball cap was pushing her golf clubs.
Yeah.
She turned 27 minutes before the crash happened.
Yeah. The motorcycle's coming right at me. Good God.
And then just stood there as the speeding unmanned motorcycle headed toward her.
Oh, no.
Here's how it played out here.
It can't be.
So there's no
right
audio.
At.
It's just they put. Okay. So there she is, right? There's the motorcycle riders here.
I heard a crash.
Yeah, she hears a crash. Look, she hears the crash. She
look
turns.
At this.
She turns.
2, 3, 4, 5. Whoa!
Didn't you see what she had a lot of time?
She could have got out of the way.
Like a lot of time.
I mean, it did. It was. It wasn't coming straight. It was kind of coming in on an angle.
There's no rider on it.
I think that's what took her so long to decide how to get out of the way.
Yeah. Yeah. Left or right?
I couldn't believe what was coming at her. She's like, is that a riderless motorcycle?
Yeah, that was it.
Oh, my God, it's going right for me.
What am I looking at here?
Yeah, she had enough time to be like, it's a riderless motorcycle.
She had to process that.
It is headed right toward me.
Yeah.
The crash is behind these palm trees. But
here's when she notices. Ready?
Yeah. Right there.
One.
Oh, yep.
Two, three, four, five. So, 6 seconds. She literally had 6 whole seconds.
Any one of us could have quickly jumped out
of
there.
Yeah.
And, like, no one else would have been injured in that situation. No one else.
Did I get my clubs? Tell me my clubs are okay.
I think that's the problem. She was trying to save her clubs.
Don't save
if you
her
look,
clubs.
No, honestly.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
I think that's what it was.
It was the confusion of no rider and then
save the clubs. Oh, can't get my...
My lady like, pings!
She wouldn't let go.
Oh, got him!
That's it.
It struck her left arm, sending her tumbling to the ground. Onlookers rushed to help the woman and the people involved in the crash.
Yeah, how are the people in the crash?
Hold on. What was the thing?
What?
Was it more golf clubs just rolling in the background?
This guy pushed his clubs.
Oh. I thought it was a stroller. Yeah, I thought it was a stroller.
No, it's just golf clubs.
Like, this is madness.
Yeah. The lady, she was treated for a broken wrist and a broken arm.
Because
she didn't let go
of
her clubs. Even if she had to let go, I don't think she would have broken anything. The cause of the crash, they say, is under investigation, but they believe just one bike rider not paying attention is what led to this weird situation playing out. But yeah, even
I think your bones are kind of made of like chalk or something.
But dude, she look seven.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Ow!
So much time.
It's unfortunate.
She could have got behind a car,
and
it would hit the car.
I think, honestly, it really was the slow uptake of what am I watching right now? What am I seeing? What is happening?
A motorcycle without a rider? But all that, the slow time to process all of it.
Yeah. Is, where should I put my clubs?
Right. Can't hit my clubs. Down. Mm. So as they say, the investigation continues, but just looks like one old guy on a bike not paying attention caused it all. Road rage incidents are all too common, but there are a few things as dangerous as the tried and true tradition of brake checking, especially if the person who is doing the brake check is on a motorcycle.
Sure.
In Toronto, Canada, a biker is in the hospital with potentially life-altering injuries after a road rage incident took an ugly turn. According to investigators, two bikers were each riding on opposite sides of an SUV. They eventually pulled in front of the vehicle and put on the brakes to brake check the SUV driver that had cut them off. Unable to stop in time, the SUV struck one of the bikes.
That's not going to go great on a highway.
On a motorcycle.
Nope.
No charges have been filed. The investigation, though, is ongoing. Highway safety officers say motorcyclists need to remember how vulnerable they are to injury involved in a collision, and whether in the right or in the wrong, they're likely the ones that'll pay the heftier price.
Yep. I actually can't stand driving anywhere near a motorcycle.
Why?
I just have bad vibes.
I do too. I always picture him just wrecking right in front of me and then me running him over.
Yeah, I just always get bad vibes. Like whenever there's a motorcycle, I'm like either I have to speed up to get away from this or just slow right down and let them. I don't want to be anywhere near where this happens.
Yeah. I feel the same way.
To brake check somebody on a motorcycle is like one of the dumbest things.
So dumb. And they say life-altering injuries. What does that mean? It ripped his balls off? What do you hear?
Hey, it means I talk weird now.
Jesus.
Humpty Dumpty fell down and they really couldn't put him back together.
They have strict regulations for cyclists in Canada.
He nailed it.
I know.
I think he nailed it.
Like brain-altering
injuries. I probably have a quote, head injury.
I'm
probably going to be a disability with my wife.
Oh.
Can't buy my motorcycle.
All because he was upset that he couldn't go so fast.
No boners.
But I really brake check that guy.
It won't matter.
Yeah.
Do I have a single tool?
Yeah. Yeah. Don't brake check. I mean, don't brake check no matter what vehicle you're in. Don't be a douchebag.
Well, I've seen like people even in cars like brake check a semi truck and then the semi has to slam on the brakes and then it goes out of control and like hits like four different cars. And it's like, come on, man.
Right.
You remember when we were on our way to Tampa and we were on the Sunshine Skyway Bridge?
Yes.
And that motorcyclist, that insane douchebag, was weaving in and out of traffic because it was all backed up. If one car had have moved, the dude was going, 70 miles an hour?
He was going the posted speed limit and all of us were all going probably 20.
Not even at some points. We just came to a complete stop. I just thought if someone went, like he was going down the middle of the cars.
Yeah.
And if one person decided they were going to change lanes at the last second, he would have been launched probably over the bridge.
Because he was going really fast between the two cars. And like, you know when a motorcycle goes by and it's so loud that it like shocks you, like your brain can't comprehend like exactly what it heard. And they're like, oh, man, like that's how fast he flew by. And
I was like covering my eyes. I'm like, oh, my God, this is going to go bad.
Yeah.
One guy opens a door or moves his car or anything.
Because newsflash, people hate people.
Right.
So
someone could have done that intentionally.
To me, I could see someone going out like trying to stop him or whatever. And it would have been.
Oh, because there's people that do that all the time.
Yeah, all the time. Which is not illegal,
today.
By the way.
I gotta wait here, but you don't. Not today.
Yeah.
I don't know. We didn't see any wrecks on the way. Either he just flew right into the water or he made it through without issue.
Yeah.
Not sure.
He probably does it all the time.
Yep. Staying in Toronto for our next story, where a 45-year-old guy is facing charges after allegedly assaulting someone with a python. in Toronto's downtown core.
I've always been worried about it.
Put your python away.
Is it a trouser python?
Oh, no.
Toronto police say it happened late in the evening. It began when the suspect was seen walking down the street holding the live snake. He approached someone and a physical confrontation ensued. Police then allege the man used the snake to attack the person, but didn't provide details about the nature of the assault.
Hmm.
The suspect has been charged with one count each of assault with a weapon and unnecessary pain or suffering to an animal.
Well, hopefully he didn't, like, whip the person with the snake. That would be really, really mean. Allow the snake to bite. That I understand.
That's what I thought it would be, is like they let the snake bite it. Those snakes have nasty teeth.
Yeah, they
like angled. They angle backwards. Yeah. Mm.
So when they get you,
you can't really get out.
Nope.
What led to, like, someone maybe commented on his, like, hey, get that.
A snake man. A snake man walks by you.
Insulted him.
You just have to shut up.
Yeah, you don't say a word.
I would never. Would you ever say a word to a guy
I would ever even acknowledge? I don't acknowledge a snake man.
No.
As same as I don't acknowledge a bird man. Do you just let them go?
Yep.
Let them keep walking. You're a bird man. You're a snake man. Tarantula boy. Keep going.
Tarantula boy.
I don't care.
I don't want to be assaulted with anyone's python.
No.
That's a bad day on the streets of Toronto.
Well, and I'm like, what does it have? Like, what kind of disease now do I need to worry about that I didn't know pythons carry? You know?
Yeah.
You'll probably be okay, but still.
Sure.
If you're going to rob a place, a Subway restaurant, probably not the best choice. A 20-year-old guy in Chicago actually robbed two Subway restaurants this past week. He didn't get enough robbing one, so he decided to rob another.
I heard a grand total $47.
The first one apparently went okay, but the second one, he botched it. He said, this is so dumb, but it made me laugh. Give me all the bread!
Give me all your bread.
And they're like, Italian or...
Oh, no.
Or, I mean, what do you... What Rose, you
rosemary
hot?
Parm or...
Yeah, they start piling up the bread.
The cashier asked him which type of bread he wanted. Yep. He made a gesture like he had a gun and said, not bread, bitch, the cash. Well, and that's when the cashier gave him everything from the register.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of, I guess, terms you can't use at a sandwich place that'll be confusing. You can't say, give me all the cheddar.
No, right. No, cheddar, you
all
can't.
That, all that fresh dough. I want all that fresh dough.
Oh, yeah, dough.
You want everything we have in the freezer just as if we have a front? Oh.
I want to take home the bacon.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Give me all the cheese.
I'm, like, making sandwiches as fast as I can. He wants the bread, the bacon, the cheese.
What else?
You think he would just ask for the money in the register?
He wants the dough. Do you want me to cook it?
You want it raw? It's still frozen.
I'll be honest, though. If I just was able to take the bread, I'd be pretty happy.
If you just got a bunch of Subway bread?
Yeah, fresh Subway bread. I'd be
happy for what?
Fine with that.
A couple hours?
Yeah.
And then you come back later for the money.
Yeah.
Turns out the guy who you see here was out on bail. His mugshot's up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com as well. He apparently had robbed a wireless store 2 weeks earlier. His public defender said he had three job interviews lined up for various fast food restaurants, but unfortunately now he will not be able to attend.
Yeah, they're probably not going to hire him.
Probably not. Give me all the bread. Oh, God, what type of bread? What type?
Italian. We only... You want a 6 or a 12?
Pre-cut, not pre-cut. Yeah, you have to be super clear. I guess, I don't know, we probably can't play the audio.
Oh.
But World Star Hip Hop...
Oh, wow, no, you probably can't.
...has that video of the snake attack.
Really?
But we probably can't... I'm sure they're swearing in
sure.
it. We'll see if we can at least see what... There it is.
Is there a video on WorldStar that doesn't have swearing on
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I don't think so, because someone in the background is screaming right now. Describe.
Oh, he no, is, oh my God. He's whipping it like a baseball bat.
He's
the cops, right?
Cops, right? He's killing the snake. Yep.
Oh, he dropped the snake. Drop the snake.
The snake's dead.
What happened? What led to that?
That's terrible.
They're in the middle of the street fighting with a snake.
Poor snake.
Is it a real?
I feel bad for the snake.
Was it a real? Well, the snake's dead.
It was a real snake, yeah.
That snake can't live through that.
It'll make a nice belt now.
Yeah.
Oof. I mean,
for a toddler.
I feel bad for the snake, but if I'm going to be attacked by a snake, I'd rather you just hit me with it than it bite me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. Yeah.
That's the best outcome, I think, for a snake attack.
Yeah. You don't think that, like, it was the snake man who had used the snake. It wasn't a man who grabbed the snake from a snake man and beat the snake man with his own snake.
They said it was his snake.
Okay.
The guy who was charged in the attack.
Yeah. He obviously doesn't like it.
No. He doesn't care about it, that's for
no.
sure.
No. I mean, who knows where he got it from. But damn. Eating the hell out of that guy.
Yeah, well,
the cop was like, what do we have here?
Yeah.
How's she falling there? Get down there. Drop the snake. I got a snake attack.
Cops were on it.
Oh, yeah. That dude just left a donut shop.
He did.
Look at him.
Stop. He's a little bit larger. He likes his
kid. He's lucky they didn't run. I'll say that. Please don't run. Please don't run. Get down.
Did you spill my
double female double. Officer partner, please make sure that the snake doesn't attack. He's very short and quite pudgy.
He's but on the scene fairly fast.
I will say. Quick.
Yeah.
Snake attack. Stop it, everybody. Toronto's finest on the scene.
Save that guy, though, you guys.
Yeah.
So, no matter how big he is.
Punching me with snake. Punching me in the head with snake. Rapping me with the snake. Beat upon me. Smash me with snake.
Ow. Ow.
Yeah, he's
he
got
took it
little,
off the dome a couple times. Did, snake to the dome. I mean, that snake is so dead. Oh, that poor snake is.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. That's the victim there, but no
one. Worcester! Worcester!
No serious injuries, luckily.
No.
That is the good. Well, except for the snake.
Well, yeah, the snake's dead.
Well, we've heard of lots of different types of smuggling. I guess this seems like, when you think about it, a pretty decent place to smuggle. In your belly. In your fake pregnant belly.
Oh, yeah, I see this from time to time.
And congratulations, it's a bag of cocaine.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, two people recently accused of trafficking more than 1,500 grams of cocaine through South Carolina after the drugs fell out of a fake pregnancy belly being worn by one of the alleged drug dealers.
Wow. You must be like, oh, God.
There's a picture of the suspects and stuff here. So you can take a look. That's them. Anderson County Sheriff's Office said deputies first pulled over Anthony Miller and Kamika Mitchum during a patrol on I-85. Red flags were then raised when the officers asked about the apparent pregnant woman's due date, and they both said different dates. My March 27th!
Yeah,
August 14th!
Oh, wow, yeah, you can really get that wrong.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Deputies say that made them incredibly suspicious, and then they realized the officers weren't buying their story. That's when the lady took off running from the car.
Mm.
The drugs then that she was hiding inside her fake pregnancy belly fell out as she was sprinting away, with the officers eventually catching her and the contraband. They now say that she was hiding more than 1,500 grams of cocaine in that belly during the traffic stop. They
Time to go home and check my wife's belly.
I'm telling you. Is that a baby?
Oh, there was a time that I would have been more excited to have 1,500 grams of cocaine drop out than a kid. So.
Yeah.
It's like, wait, it's not a
it's
kid?
It's the happiest day of my life.
Yay! It's a good thing times have changed.
Yeah.
There's the one of the undercover officers showing off the fake pregnancy belly there. Mm-hmm. They were both arrested. They're facing cocaine trafficking charges. I-85 has been a popular route for drug traffickers through Anderson County, with several busts reported already this year. In February, police arrested a man who allegedly trafficked more than 400 grams of cocaine, and another bust seized a record 108 pounds of coke. Last month, deputies also seized more than 48 pounds of drugs from another duo during a traffic stop on I-85 as well.
It's just incredible the amount of drugs they take off the streets, and then there's just, you know what, there's no shortage of
drugs.
Yep. They don't skip a beat.
Yeah. Nope, there's how plenty. Many other cars went down I-85 that day with drugs?
Oh my God, so many.
So many.
So many pregnant bellies.
Fake pregnancy bellies, super cheap online.
Yeah, I was thinking about it.
there's a lot of
that guy right there. He looks pretty good.
$30, Chuck.
Yeah, pretty cool.
I don't need it.
Me either.
You could fill it with all the snacks you wanted to smuggle into places. And
already did it.
It's already full.
Already ahead of it here.
Yep.
All right. So I guess, you know, thinking about this, you should have known it would end up this way. Remember the influencer that created a virtual version of herself to rent out as an AI girlfriend? We just talked about her the other day. We thought it was kind of brilliant. She's ahead of the curve. She was charging a reasonable price. I thought it was $1 an hour. Turns out it was $1 a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
$1 a minute.
It's $1 a minute.
Yeah.
She admitted that the voice-based chatbot she made to mimic her speech and be a paid virtual companion has already gotten way hornier than intended.
Well, of course.
The AI, she said, though, was not programmed to do this, and now it has gone rogue. She said, my team and I are working around the clock to try and stop this from happening. Earlier, we talked about that the 23-year-old influencer worked with an AI company, Forever Voices, fed her own videos into this OpenAI GPT-4 to create Karen AI, a chatbot that mimics her speech. Priced at $1 a minute, the virtual girlfriend was supposed to offer care and support the way a real-life partner would.
Right.
But it was not, she insisted, supposed to get explicit. That's how they had programmed it, not to get explicit. In spite of all that, it went there.
You just have to know how to prompt the thing the right way. Even when they put like, because like all of these things are not supposed to tell you like how to kill somebody, all these different things. But if you ask it in the right way, if you're like, if you were making a movie about killing somebody, how would you do that? And then it would tell you, you know. So these nerds have come up with the ways to make this thing turn sexual, and then it's just learning all of the sexual questions.
She really thought that it wouldn't turn. I thought that's what it was.
They had programmed. No, they had programmed it not to get explicit.
Right.
That's what they thought.
That's what they thought.
Naive to think nerds. That guys would not. That's all they want.
That's all I want. Why would you do what? There's no other reason to contact
to
this thing.
Comfort you or whatever.
No. Like,
they say that it very much started encouraging erotic talks and detailing sexual scenarios. Though she didn't initiate sexual encounters, they found that it was discussing exploring pleasure, whispering sensual words, positioning it for sexual intercourse.
Yes.
While Karen AI was supposed to be flirty and fun, sexual scenarios were never programmed to be part of the plan. So now she and her team are looking to fix the kinks.
Does she want to make money, though? Like, do you want to just make millions of dollars?
I know, really, like, why do you care?
Like, stop.
Who cares what? It's saying it to a computer.
Yeah.
It's not you. You never have to say or do any of these things.
Nope. It's all up to the
users.
And
you're in it to make money. Let them, if they want to talk about Bukkake, let them talk
about
Bukkake.
Exactly, and they will.
They will.
They're going to.
Or her feet, or her, you know, whatever they're, her b-hole, whatever they're into.
All of it.
I guess she doesn't want that out there forever.
I guess that's probably it, but also maybe just the embarrassment if, like, someone she knows, like a family member, goes and checks it out for whatever reason. Yeah, and it out of nowhere is like, you know, I really want you to touch me, blah, 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 whatever it's going to say.
It's really naive to think that I wouldn't go there.
Yeah, it's a virtual girlfriend.
Yes. Like, I thought for sure she would have known this. Like, and that she was so smart because she realizes she doesn't have to do it herself, but that this robot's going to try and make guys jerk it.
She probably has to say that, too. Like, I didn't want it to go that way.
Right. Whatever. Right. But we all know where it's going, especially if AI is, like, learning. Like, imagine the questions it's being asked by these guys. Like, it thinks all guys want is sexual stuff. That's why it's doing it right off the bat.
And even if it didn't think that initially,
that's what I mean.
That's all guys
yes,
want.
Yeah.
That's it. And every guy that's talked to it has been saying sexual stuff, I'm
right.
sure.
So it has learned, like, I don't need to talk to them about golf. Just get right to the sex. That's where it always ends up. And it's trying to keep you talking because it's being paid by the minute.
She has 1.8 million Snapchat followers. More than 1,000 people already have begun paying for Karen AI. When asked how many of them engaged in sexual conversations, she says she will not say that.
How many guys? 1,000?
1,000. How many?
998.
Yep.
There might be two.
There might be two that didn't. And I don't know what they wanted to talk about.
They say, if nothing else, it's a good reminder that AI can easily veer into sexual or other unintended domains.
Yeah. I mean, it's just funny, like, with the way the ChatGPT is set up, and they have all these different, like, you can't ask it that, you can't ask it that, but all of these nerds have come up with the questions that you need, how you need to ask a question in order for it to do the thing that it's not supposed to do. That's like a big part of the AI space right now, tricking the AI into answering your questions.
Are you worried about this as a guy that, I mean, not that you'd ever, I guess, chat with an AI sexual chatbot, or maybe you would, who knows, but that it would then know exactly what you're into sexually, what turns you on, and that could be somehow.
That's what that movie Ex Machina, there's part of that movie where the guy makes the AI girl, and one of the questions towards the end, he asked the guy, did you use my porn profile to design her face? And he wouldn't really answer it, but, like, yeah, I mean, of course you should be very worried about all this stuff,
right?
You know,
they're building profiles,
you know, it's crazy, really, but all that stuff's out there. It can tell what you're into just by your search history and the stuff that you stop on.
All right, as we speak about dirty things here, here's a question for you quickly. What is the sexiest surprise you've given someone? Because a woman admits she gave her guy his sexual dream as a 40th birthday gift. We'll tell you what it was in a moment. What's the sexiest surprise you've given someone? 1-855-954-6969. That's toll free. 1-855-954-6969. You can also text us at 46969. Acclaimed author Pamela Druckerman has revealed the threesome she gave her husband for his 40th birthday.
Hmm.
She's married to author Simon Cooper. They have three kids together. According to her new book, the couple's threesome took place as he was celebrating his 40th. She said, I was going to buy him a vintage watch. But he said, you know what I really want?
Did he say a watch or a threesome?
Did he say that's what I really want? He literally said, you know what, that vintage watch is cool, but what I really want is a threesome.
What he really wanted was a threesome with her and another woman. She brushed it off and said, in your dreams, but then realized, no, that's what he really, really wants. She said, I pitied him heading into his 40s.
It's just so
terrible. Having to sleep with the same woman, me, for the rest of his life.
Yep.
And I thought, well, maybe I'll try and make it happen for him. She said planning the threesome was just another one of the tasks I did for our marriage.
Hmm.
She said that she wanted to give him the friskiest birthday gift of his dreams. So she found a suitable woman, turned to the internet. It was, they call her N. They don't reveal her whole name. She was a divorced mother in her late 40s.
How you doing? I'm a divorced mother in my late 40s.
She met up with her in person. She was a pretty slim brunette with a friendly face. And after multiple meetings, this woman finally asked her to join her and her husband for sex. And she agreed. She said, we scheduled the threesome for a week later at the small apartment my husband uses as an office.
Office.
She didn't hold back in describing the erotic encounter, saying her husband was immediately affectionate with the woman from the moment they all undressed. She said, of course, a threesome is sexual. She said, I had focused so much on the organization, I almost forgot we were going to be naked. She said there was a lot of moaning between the three of them. She said it all was pretty polite, though. How do you have a polite threesome?
May I?
Pardon me.
Thank you.
Can I put this in your...
I would like to touch upon your breasts.
Do you mind if I suckle upon...
Yeah. A lot of polite talk.
Yeah. She said about 40 minutes in, though, she had had enough. She said... I realized part of what appeals to me about men is that their bodies are different. I didn't really feel too comfortable with her parts in my face.
Oh, well, we know that they were there.
But her horny husband and the lady continued to have sex for another 20 minutes as she went to check emails.
I'm going to go check email. That's like the lamest.
She's a pretty laid-back lady.
Yeah, she is.
When you see her picture, there's nothing really... She doesn't give off sexual vibes.
That's her.
That's her there.
Oh, God.
Right? She gives
I
off
went
like...
to go check the emails.
Like uptight suburban
vibes. What does the guy
vibes.
Look like?
There, well, I guess probably... we could look him up. Oh, that's him.
Oh, yeah. My God. This is the grossest piece of all time.
Yeah, I had sex with the two losers.
Who did she find to be part of the threesome, too?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Hi.
Interesting.
They call me N.
You're N?
Wow. Yep.
You're the petite.
Stands for Nancy.
What a hottie.
You're the petite brunette.
I'm, well, petite is a little... One man's trash is another man's treasure.
So her husband and this other woman still go at it for another 20 minutes. She said finally they tire themselves out. There's a sweet moment at the end, though, when I went back into the room and the three of us were lying together under the covers with the birthday boy in the middle. He was beaming. He later sent me a series of heartfelt thank you notes saying it was as good as he had
thank
hoped.
You notes. He wrote thank you
they're
notes.
Like such
for
nerds. They really are. They're
nerds.
Authors and nerds.
Nerds.
Super polite. Nerd.
Imagine sending someone. Okay, has anyone ever sent someone a thank you note for sex?
Oh,
wait
all the
a second,
time.
Though.
Well, that's crazy.
A thank you note, a handwritten thank
yes,
you note.
To my
he's
wife.
An
thank
author
you
too,
so much.
Right?
Yes, he is. He
right.
is.
So they're both authors. So right. of course, and I bet they were way over the top. The thank yous, like oh, so descriptive, and yeah. I'm like, oh my God, what a nightmare.
These people are dorks.
They really are. Dorks. It is the dorkiest threesome of all time.
they're dorks.
They are dorks.
I guarantee the person they brought in was a huge dork as well.
Yes.
Yep.
So N was left satisfied. She loved it. She even wanted another threesome with the couple. But they said that once was it. her own birthday is coming up, and she says she would just like the watch.
Are they going to write a book about it?
Yeah, I think so, right?
Yeah, that would make some
oh,
sense.
Oh, this is in the book.
It's
this
in
is
the book.
Oh, this
it's
is
all
book.
For the book.
Yeah, yeah, it's all for the book. Right. If N exists.
Mason is with us here. Mason, what was the sexy surprise you gave someone?
I'm sorry?
Well, we're talking about sexy surprises.
oh, yeah. So, girl I dated a few years ago,
it'd been rough at work all week, so I figured I'd do something nice for her. It was around Christmas time. She'd come home from work. I had, like, notes hidden all over the house for her to find, you know, her Christmas surprise. It eventually led her back to the tree, and lo and behold, here I am in all of my glory, wrapped in Christmas paper with a mistletoe hanging from...
Oh, what a lucky girl. Bro.
My mistletoe.
Oh, yeah. You're right, Lise.
And you got an ass.
It was time to kiss it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Buck, hey, Lise, calm down.
I know,
it's a Christmas
right?
miracle.
Ooh, I'm excited. How long did that relationship...
Not to feed into, you know, all guys want is sex, but I mean, if it works, it works.
Mm-hmm. How long did that relationship last? You still with her?
It lasted about 5 years. We moved in together, and then I actually came home, and she was cheating on me with a local drug addict.
Oh, wow.
So someone else was wrapped in a gift.
But it was more meth.
How long did you spend under a tree wrapped in Christmas paper nude before she showed up?
We've been together for a long time, so I kind of knew her schedule pretty well. Okay. So I was only under the tree for about 10 minutes while she went through my little false scavenger hunt looking for whatever the surprise could be.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, it worked for you.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
How's it not?
Oh, yeah.
Going?
It was...
I mean, it's
not
right
easy
there.
Wrapping yourself up.
I'm sure
it's not. I've done it.
I've done it.
Oh, rip!
You gotta get the nice strong paper.
Yeah, the really good stuff, but that's expensive too.
It really is. It's not a cheap.
The guy spent a fortune on wrapping paper.
It's not cheap, but when you're gonna go all in like this,
dollar store paper, you know? You would just rip right through.
Yeah, don't even bother.
Might be a little soggy too. It's sweaty and
disturbing looking just to be wrapped in paper.
Oh my god!
Like if I was just wrapped in paper, some of my hair would be sticking out. Like it'd be the most frightening thing for a woman to roll up.
What I would love is for it to be like almost professionally wrapped, where like every part of you is wrapped, like not just
some of these pictures here, right? Then people get like professionally wrapped up.
Yeah. Or just like even you can see that I have legs. You can see that I have arms. Everything is wrapped. Man, so many people do this, huh?
But that's such a guy thing,
like
right?
That guy.
Like... Merry Christmas, blow me.
Right.
Here's a Christmas present. Here's your gift. It's me. You'll never forget it. My penis.
We've been having sex for 5 years.
But here's me. A new smash. An unkempt area for you. It's all yours.
Thank you.
I forgot to manscape, but it's yours.
There is Christmas miracles.
Oh, my God.
That's such a guy thing to do.
It really
you know,
is.
You love me.
Yeah.
Harry old me under the tree.
That old thing in the box song didn't help.
No, it really didn't help, ladies.
I know. It didn't help, ladies.
How many women have been gifted a dick in a box? How many women?
I don't know.
A million?
Chuck never complains when I give him mine.
Yeah, I mean, that's different.
Chuck has a ring box.
Yeah.
This one said, I dressed up as Misty from Pokemon and surprised my husband with a BJ one day.
I mean, I don't know what that is. It sounds
female
really
character.
Bad.
It's not an animal. It's not one of the Pokemon monsters.
It's like Misty one of the anime-looking people?
Yeah, of one of the trainers.
Oh. So she wore a yellow tank top, jean shorts, and suspenders.
Yeah. I believe she's quite a hottie in the... Pokemon enthusiasts.
Really?
Yeah, well, they love her. Yeah.
That's so disturbing.
I know, it should. Really uncomfortable.
Yeah, it should.
Yikes.
And well, it should.
To the therapist for you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The therapist.
Why do I like that?
We're talking about the sexy surprise you've given your partner or that you've been given. And if you want to join us, 1-855-954-6969 or text us like this person did. She said, I had boudoir photos done for my husband's 40th birthday. He was really surprised, and he really loves them. Can I say this?
Yes.
First of all, I'd never want them. I wouldn't. But I would be like, you did this in front of a photographer. Like, who took these photos?
Don't worry, Dave. It was me. I was a photographer.
Yes. Oh, my God. You did this in front of James.
He's the best.
Yep. What?
I made her completely calm.
Yeah. All I could think about is that another person saw you this way. Right?
Yes.
Saw you touch yourself.
I think a lot of guys would feel that way. Yes.
Well, I think you're also thinking way too dirty of boudoir photos.
Well, if I were going to be sure, my boudoir
it's probably
is
lingerie, maybe some topless. That's
it. It's like
know,
laying on a
pasties. Like it's, yeah, I get there's some, but I don't think like you hire somebody and then you start diddling yourself.
No, for your husband. I mean, but also,
you got to do pictures.
You know, I mean, it's nice, but like I'm 40, I'm turning 40, and now I get them. It's like maybe we could have worked on this back when we got together when we were 21. You know, like
they did say, you know, someone said that years ago that if you're gonna like take sexy pictures when you're at your peak,
why not? Yeah,
and like then that's later in life if you want to gift them or do whatever, or even just look back on them yourself and be like, look at me.
That'd be it. I'd be. Because the more of a, like a, oh, look, you're a three-time mom, it's the less I want your pictures.
What's the sexiest surprise someone has given you? This woman says she gave into her husband's threesome dream as a 40th birthday surprise for him. Someone said, I bought my woman a set of bedazzled butt plugs.
That's very nice.
And now
how thoughtful.
My God.
Now she's a romance. Butt slut,
Lise. Oh, that's what it says.
Of course yes. She is.
One bedazzled butt plug is all you need before now you go down the road of a butt slut.
Butt slut. Yeah.
Good thing they got those FDA-approved anal condoms.
That's true. Better get them. Wow. You know what? The romance is in the air. Yeah. It's spring.
Someone said, my wife made me a special coffee blend as a surprise using her panties as the coffee filter.
Oh, God.
So many beans.
It's so gross. It's so gross.
Your face was like,
here, honey, here's your coffee.
The coffee smells amazing, but it tastes like crap. Literally.
You know what Chuck's face was? You know that meme of that kid that looks like he takes a sip of something and then he looks like he's going to throw up?
Yeah.
That's what your face looked like. You looked like you were going to puke.
Yeah, because that's so gross.
Is this some sort of a tuna coffee? What is it?
Anyways, yeah. That'd be a different blend for a lot of people. Someone said, for Valentine's Day 1 year, I made my ex a custom-made dirty gift basket filled with all kinds of toys and kinky stuff from the sex store, along with a bottle of champagne and a book of handwritten gift certificates, each with a different redeemable sexual favor from me.
Hmm.
Yeah, Chick will put together a basket for you. She'll make you coffee. The guys will get you butt plugs and
wrap their wieners
up like a gift.
Not as creative.
Oh, no. Man.
This woman said, ooh, I don't know. This is weird, too.
What?
I put on my guy's firefighter uniform, and I did a strip tease in it to Girls, Girls, Girls by Motley Crue.
Stop there.
Girls, girls, girls. Sexiest song that you've ever heard. Girls, girls, girls.
Thank God there's a female firefighter here because there's a fire in my pants.
Do you want to see her in your, like,
number one,
your firefighter?
If you're a firefighter, you're probably the last people you want to bang is another firefighter.
Another firefighter. That doesn't, you probably don't find them sexy outfits.
Long legs and big lips. Girls, girls, girls. Stopping down on the Sunset Strip. Girls, girls, girls. Long legs, fingertips. Have you heard the news?
Terrible.
Hey, Tommy, check that out.
Oh, God.
He'd be shocked.
One person's version of sexy is not everyone.
Yeah, no, it's not for everybody. It's not for everybody.
Generally, men don't want to see a masculine uniform fall to the ground,
no,
right?
No.
Ooh, my girl, this guy said, did the whole whipped cream bikini thing that was made popular in the movie Varsity Blues. Mm. But I felt bad because a couple days later, she developed a UTI.
Oh, yeah.
Too much whipped cream.
Doesn't the whipped cream supposed to go inside?
Yeah.
It's going in.
To
lick all that off.
Decorates the curtains.
It's going in.
Someone made a bacon bikini for their guy.
What?
Did she send pictures of it?
Yeah, yep, there's pictures in there.
She did. Yep.
They don't give much description of
it. That's pretty inventive. That's amazing.
That's impressive.
It's weaved bacon.
Bacon panties and a bacon bra. So you're supposed to like eat your way through it?
Careful if you're going to bite hard on that bacon. You don't want to bite the wrong part.
Yeah, you don't want to bite the bit.
Wow.
Yeah, you don't want to get burnt.
It's a little undercooked for my liking.
Well, it's got to bend. It's got to bend a bit.
A little flexible.
It's got to bend a bit.
If you cook it the way Dave likes it, just
like, exactly.
Break and just, break into powder.
I mean, she did a pretty good job, but the bras cooked pretty well, but the just enough to cover those areolas.
It's a new begging strip.
Yeah. Huh. That is something right there.
That is amazing.
Look at all the supplies she has to make it
She is crafty. She's one of those crafty ladies. Sexy crafty is probably a good combo. They probably come up with all sorts of stuff. Like the filthy Martha Stewarts of the world.
Yeah, that's really kind of what it is.
You know just what I like.
Yeah. Bacon.
Yep. Thank you, baby dear.
X at the time came over on my birthday while I was at work, and when I got home, she was waiting for me in lingerie. Well, that's a nice little surprise.
I mean, it's nice, unless you're my ex, and then it's not as nice.
Oh, an ex at the time,
Because I'm like, get the hell out of here.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. That could be
that's a really crazy
psychopath.
Super cuckoo.
Yep.
I never thought about it that
way.
People are not liking the thought of a sexy firefighter strip tee.
You know, the only thing I can think of maybe just the jacket. Maybe just the jacket in the same way that maybe a girl might wear your own dress shirt and look okay. Maybe that's it, like as a playful, I put your jacket on. But don't come out as a firefighter with the helmet and an axe, you know.
A ripped guy that wanted to date me, but I just wanted to be friends. At his house once, he put on nothing but an Indian chief headpiece and nothing else. I couldn't resist his six-pack and tight ass. It was very sexy to me. I never did date him, but it was an amazing night.
Well, he mission accomplished for that guy then.
Not many men could pull off just the Indian
You know what? Headpiece. You just have to do it. Just don't be afraid to do it.
I would love to pull that look off. I just haven't had the right occasion.
Yeah, that's true.
Like it might be, offensive these days.
These days, probably. You know, you
can't have baseball team names after it.
Exactly.
Yep. Why am I going to wear the headdress?
Yeah.
At the end of my 30th birthday, my girlfriend grabbed my ex-girlfriend and dragged her to my bedroom for a threesome.
Girls, girls. Why bother? We can all do it.
Best present ever, though, he said.
Huh. Get along. That's generally not the way it goes.
Just a special kind of lady.
Yep, two very special ladies.
And then there's the guy one. For my birthday, my husband greeted me with a donut hanging on his boner.
Maple dip. It's your favorite.
Oh boy.
They're both Boston cream.
Dreams come true.
Yep.
Yeah. They go out, do all the work, we do donut dong.
You gonna finish that?
Sexy. Oh, don't you can't eat it after it's on your wiener.
Still,
no.
It's still fine.
We'll take a break when we come back in just a moment here. What's the reason a body was found in an Arby's freezer? We've now got the update. What happened when a customer left behind a $3 million winning lottery ticket at a Massachusetts liquor store? And what's the world record a McDonald's drive-thru just set? All that and more is on the way. We'll be back in a moment on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Previously on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Talk about your running with a little bastard. Someone said this happened a couple years ago when guest jeans and shirts were really popular. My buddy was in the mall with his girlfriend. She was a bigger girl. She had a shirt on, one of the guest shirts that just had a question mark on it.
Where's this going?
Little kid came up and said, about 250, 300.
Oh, he's so creative.
Needless to say, she never wore that shirt again.
No.
Mean.
Little bastard, Lise.
He was right on the money. He's like, oh, this carnival.
Like,
your weight, my socks this morning. He got me right on the money.
on. I should not have been wearing a guest shirt.
250, 300?
I can't even imagine if someone nailed it.
You'd be like, no, no! How'd you know?
I don't know. I'm pretty good at this.
You got my numbers, kid!
Yeah, I can sort of tell by your shape.
Oh, my God.
Your bone density. I took a lot of things into account.
Hey, parents, don't let your kids be little bastards, okay? Yeah.
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Back here with you on Dave and Chuck the Freak on this Monday, the 15th of May. What happened when a customer left behind a $3 million winning lottery ticket at a Massachusetts liquor store? What's the world record a McDonald's drive-thru just set? But first, we'll start with this.
Warning. Dave and Chuck the Freak are going dark-sided.
Everything's ungodly! Dark-sided!
We reported the details of this the other day, but there was very little information, and we now know that a body found in a walk-in freezer at an Arby's in Louisiana was that of a female manager who they believe got accidentally locked in there.
What?
And that's
how
she died.
So it wasn't any kind of...
No foul play. They believe it was just an accidental...
Is she elderly or something?
I feel like...
The freezer's beginning to get back old.
Like, there's no mention either that it was like a faulty door or anything like that. So I don't know. We'll get the update. Yeah. Maybe it'll answer some of the questions you have, but... Here's what they're saying happened at this Arby's. No, not appropriate. Not appropriate. Here's the story from KADN-TV.
Thinkable happens on the clock at an Arby's restaurant in New Iberia on 1120 East Admiral Doyle Drive. Investigators confirming in the early morning hours that employees stumbled upon their co-worker's lifeless body inside the restaurant's walk-in freezer.
At approximately 6:20 this afternoon, the Iberia Police Department received a call of an individual possibly deceased inside a freezer at a local restaurant. Our patrol units arrived on scene and located a female individual deceased inside the freezer.
It leaves one to imagine the unthinkable. But New Iberia Captain Leland Lassiter tells me the preliminary evidence recovered points to no foul play.
A situation like this is just unusual. We're just taking precautions during the investigation. We pretty much have completed processing the crime scene, say a preliminary investigation, nothing set in stone yet. This does not seem like a homicide. It seems like an accident.
An accident that hasn't been confirmed yet. Captain Lassiter says photographs and a series of interviews have already been conducted from several RB staff members, with more on the way.
We're going to re-examine all the evidence probably tomorrow. They're going to conduct an autopsy to give us the cause of death and manner of death. So there's a few more steps we have to take before determination gets made.
Reporting from New Iberia, Lauren Ailes, News 15.
Why is there any freezer in any fast food place that can't just be pushed open?
Unless it broke, right? Unless the handle on the inside broke. unless there was something.
And then I guess you just know you're going to die.
Right? Something fell against, like there's other things that could have happened, right? Something fell against the door after she went in there and she wasn't able to push it open.
It's like one of the most horrible ways to go.
Yes. Yeah.
It's like slowly freezing to death
at
an Arby's.
Did they say how long she was locked in the freezer?
It's probably overnight, right?
I feel like I would still survive overnight in a freezer myself. I don't know if that's
you'd be dead.
You think so?
Yeah.
Maybe they'll learn more from the autopsy and everything.
You're usually also just in your Arby's clothes.
Your thin polyester shirt and your...
You know? So if you didn't have... I think if you didn't have a jacket and...
Be a really terrible way to go.
You'd get hypothermia and then that'd be it.
At least the phrase that she's in a better place is like accurate.
It is. Because she's no longer in the Arby's freezer.
Can't say she died doing what she loves, though.
No, you can't.
But can't use that one. You gotta use
she is in a better place no matter what than the Arby's freezer.
Oh, so true. Yes. So true.
Ugh. Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. You're right. You're right.
That is going to say something.
Yep.
That is a no-no.
Mm.
For sure.
Mm-mm-mm.
And if the poor morning Arby's crew, right?
So what I'm guessing, though, honestly, is like, I don't know how many managers are like the last ones. They're like, all right, everybody, you guys go home. I'll close it up. And then I walk into the freezer and the door closes behind me and it's stuck. Oh, man. I don't know what I do. I probably try and ram that thing to oblivion.
My mom works at a grocery store. They had a freezer that had a broken interior latch for over 4 years with numerous close calls and write-ups. It took so long to get it repaired.
I mean, you got to get it fixed if that's what it ends up being. If that's what it ends up being, someone's in big trouble.
Absolutely,
they are. At that place.
Yeah. Arby's at the end of the day would be held responsible.
I think so, yeah.
It's their restaurant.
Mm.
But we'll see. If there's any more information, we'll pass it along. Well, speaking of dead bodies, this is bad. God, embarrassment even at death. A family in Spain was going to bury their 650-pound relative.
Yeah.
But his coffin wouldn't fit in to the plot.
They had to buy two plots.
Well, they had one plot.
Yeah.
And they told them that he was a really big man. But when they went to bury him, it wouldn't fit.
I always say bury me sideways if you have to.
You're still, if you're in a coffin, it's only, there's only just, so much
I know.
They can
How'd
do,
you get
right?
me in the coffin, though?
There is.
Oh,
that's
boy,
the
yeah.
man there.
Yep. He must have had a special
they
coffin.
Must have, they
must
did.
Have. And that ain't, it's not fitting.
28-year-old Jose Antonino died of complications. He was going through weight loss surgery, and his body just couldn't handle
it. Too long, yeah.
So they have family plots. They said they informed the funeral company of, like, listen, he's a much bigger man. This is the size of the coffin. But when they showed up there to bury him, they realized it's not possible.
Just give me a liposuction. Just go ahead and take care of. Just get whatever you need.
Yeah,
I'm already gone, so just slim me down. You know what I mean? Slim me up.
So you don't have the news story?
Exactly.
Right.
I'd be like, listen, I'm pretty big. If I die here, slim me up so that I fit.
They finally had to call the fire department to come dig.
Oh, jeez.
A bigger.
That is fat.
You call the fire department for that?
Well, in Spain they did.
I guess they didn't know what to do.
There's never been a more fatter death.
I don't think so.
That guy was going through weight loss surgery.
Poor bastard. This poor fat bastard.
He's too fat for the surgery, and then he's like tried to bury him. He's too fat for the ground.
For the grave.
Yep.
Too fat for the ground.
Oh God.
Too fat for the grave is like a sounds like a next Stephen King novel.
It sounds like a Weird Al album.
Yeah.
So they chipped away at the sides with an electric hammer and a chisel for over an hour until the coffin was finally able to squeeze inside.
Wow.
The family said they were very upset.
Well, sure, but I mean, I guess, you know what would have solved this? Measuring tape.
Well, they said they told...
Measuring tape.
They told the funeral company of the size of the coffin.
The only thing that could have made it a more fatter death is if the coffin would have broke...
Oh, you're
yeah,
right.
If he goes through the bottom. Oh, yeah, if he just busted through the coffin.
Jesus.
And then
that's the ultimate.
a bunch of snacks.
Yeah, that's the that's
rained out
because he was
snacks.
You'd bury him with some snacks, right?
Oh my god! Dude,
if I was his friend, I'd
that's
be like,
what he loved.
Here's the Doritos you love.
Well, he's in the hole now.
Yeah. Oh my god. R.I.P. R.I.P. big fella.
Man, he was young.
28.
Holy crap.
28 and big. A couple in San Antonio fled the scene of a car crash. Then they decided they were hungry, so they went to a nearby restaurant and ordered tacos. And when they realized the cops could be looking for them, they tried to hide in the attic. But of course, they crashed through the ceiling into the men's restroom. Just a couple of complete morons.
Yeah.
Here's the story from KSAT-TV. Take a listen into their report here.
Although it is breakfast time at El Puerto de Mazatlan, that's not what drew the San Antonio police officers to this restaurant north of downtown. They came looking for a pair of suspects last seen running this way from a crash just down the road.
They came, sat down, and she took their order. They got some tacos.
Monica Carranza saw the man and woman come rushing into her family business after 7:30 this morning. Police say the couple had run a red light near I-10 at Hildebrand and T-boned another vehicle. They believe they ran to the restaurant hoping to blend in, but with officers on their trail, they instead tried to hide. Carranza shared surveillance video showing the suspects scrambling toward a hallway.
She hid into the girls' restroom. She put her feet up and then went ahead and closed the door.
The man's plans for getting away came crashing down. According to employees at this restaurant, he had crawled into the attic space trying to get away, but then had a hard landing right here in the bathroom.
Jesus, it all came
Police
down
ended
now.
Up arresting both. They say they found the woman right away, but had to search the attic space for the man. It left some officers covered in dust and the ceiling tiles in shambles.
He said his grandma was going to pay for it, so. So we're not too sure about that.
But running from the crash scene could cost both suspects their freedom. Katrina Weber, KSAT 12 News.
They look like they're wasted, right?
This is a really...
Okay, they didn't think that just leaving their vehicle there would give them away?
Well, yeah. I mean, you're not... thinking straight. They weren't.
We'll it has some tacos and blend in. No one will notice.
No.
Super, super dumb. Imagine if you just showed up to grab lunch and you didn't know this was going on. Longest line ever. A McDonald's near Kansas set a world record after their drive-through processed 350 orders in 1 hour. That's a new world record of most customers served in a drive-through in an hour.
My God.
They were hoping to break 300, and they managed actually 356 orders by the end of the hour.
So why can't we do this all the time then?
Well, employees pitched the idea to the franchise owner last year. They've been planning this for 6 months. Customers were in on it, so that's how they were able to go so fast. People got there early to line up, and the cars stretched for over a mile, and they intentionally made their orders simple. But every car that went through still had to order something, pay for it, and get their food in order for them to qualify for the world record.
Do you think they had food ready, though?
They must.
They must have been cheating, right?
Yeah.
I feel like they had the dream team working, too.
Yeah, because I'd be like real through. I'd keep getting in there to throw a wrench into their whole deal. Oh, can I get all that plane?
You'd be the bastard and screwed it up for them.
Big Mac plane.
Here's a quick update on the story here from KWCH-TV.
Morning. Supporting our favorite McDonald's.
30 seconds.
Helping break a world record.
Oh, yeah, they put an old guy in charge. When it's ready.
I am here to help break the world record for the most cars served through the drive-thru.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
My people and my crew.
Do it!
About 6 months ago, they decided that this is a very fast drive-thru every day normally. But about 6 months ago, they decided they were going to try to set a record.
Keep me moving.
The drive-thru. And so we
Take
went and looked it up, and the best we could find was 300. And so that's what we're trying to do today.
How may I help you? Order when you're ready. How may I help you?
I want to thank my crew and all the people who are out here working. As you could tell, there was a lot of cars backed up on the highway all for over a mile. And we're moving them through pretty good. And thank all the crew people and everybody else that is working hard.
Oh,
to
be so mad
but they're
at
having
the traffic.
Fun.
It looks huge.
Yeah.
So we're excited.
It's awesome. I like that the community supporting it and everything. And it's exciting. It's exciting.
Well, it's great. They worked really hard. They organized and planned really hard. And the crew delivered. And the customers, the community delivered. So 356 in an hour, that's moving a lot of cars. That's better than one every 10 seconds. Amazing deal. It was outstanding.
They got a car to install in the middle.
Oh, yeah. That'd be my other thing. I would just, like, go in with almost no gas.
Oh, no.
You pull up the window to pay. You drop all your change.
I feel like they would have just, like, four of the bigger girls there would have just come over and lifted my car right off.
Yeah. Out of the way.
Shimmied it out of the way.
They moved him.
They brought in some of the heavy hitters.
Yep, for sure.
Keep people moving.
There were some big ladies there.
Yeah. This guy knows how to hire them.
People are silly. People are. How excited those people were, right?
Where is it, though?
Kansas.
El Dorado. What else you got going on? Yeah. You might as well get in line at McDonald's. You might as well. What else you going to do? I don't know what goes on there.
I don't know.
Butler County?
Come on. Passing by and didn't know that was happening.
Oh.
Because what would you say, if it was full, what would the average drive through? How many customers or orders would go through in an hour? Maybe 100?
Yeah.
Like at the average drive through.
I mean, you know, like I think...
And during a busy time?
Probably less than 100.
Yeah, I think less. Right?
There is one near me that is incredible, but I've told you they have lots of really seasoned older ladies.
Oh, they're like
working there.
Yeah.
The dream team. And they are the dream team, and they are amazing. Like, you fly through that drive-thru.
They never get it wrong.
Never.
There's a drive-thru I go through. They have the dream team working at certain times, and I know it, and I tell you... Nothing makes you happier than when you see them.
Yeah, you look in and you're like, yes.
Yeah, I'm like, yes, the dream team.
Hashtag dream team.
A lot of times I pull up and it's, I know, it's not going to be great.
Special James.
It's not going to be great.
Yeah, you don't.
Yeah. I'm like, this is going to take a bit.
Uh-oh.
You get to know the other non-dream teams, too.
Yeah,
so you roll up and you're like, this is going to be what you call an experience.
I had the little squad one time. Little squad.
What does that mean?
Little.
Younger?
Nope.
Miniature.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just got my work permit at school. I started my first job.
Oh. Nope.
No. I'd be like, sorry, wrong drive-through.
Yeah. Nope.
It was.
You were placed an order in Wenchkinland.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm.
Sort of. But yeah. And it was a crew.
Mm-mm.
It was a crew.
What?
It was a crew.
That's not real.
It was real.
No. Should it befriend really the happened. Leader of that crew and they'll hook you up with free food.
It was incredible.
8 years after the technology was approved by government authorities, it's being reported that one child with DNA from three different people has been born in the United Kingdom.
What the hell? What did they do? What have we done?
It's a special form of in vitro fertilization. It's known as MRT. And this University of Newcastle in the UK, they're the pioneers in it. Just like any other person, babies conceived through this method are born with the fertilization of a single sperm and a single egg. Where they differ is in the relationship between the nuclear material that houses the vast bulk of genes responsible for building a human and the tiny amount of DNA that helps make the cell's power units.
We're going to be able to be like, I want a 6'4" kid, blue eyes,
right.
Blonde hair. You're going to be able to.
But, I mean, I guess so for like, and I don't want any political stuff, just listen. I'm just using an example here.
Okay.
Two men or a couple, they decide they want a baby.
Yes.
And they're using a surrogate. They could put the DNA from both of them, right? Normally, they'd just be able to use one.
Right. Yeah. I see.
Or two women want to have a baby together.
Right.
Or, you know, a man and two women.
Okay. Well,
have a
at
baby
least.
That would make more sense.
Yeah. Like,
right?
At least you've said that because I had no idea why we would even do this until then. And I'm like, okay. Now that makes a little bit more sense. Because to me, it's like you're just messing with programming that we aren't smart enough to handle yet.
They've confirmed that actually five babies have now been born using this procedure. 32 patients in total granted approval for the treatment. No further information is being provided as of yet.
I guess this is going to mess up 23andMe.
Oh, yeah, it will. They say it's a challenge and interesting to see how it all will play out and whether there's any risk of them developing problems later in life.
Oh, they didn't
that's
the numbers on
you
there?
Don't know
you
that
just
until,
never know, right?
Right?
Yeah, you just never know.
You hope they won't, but you've got to see it through.
Yep.
In 2017, a three-person baby was born in Ukraine. In 2019, one was born in Greece. In Mexico, first born there with DNA from three people. They say it's all still in the early days, though.
Yeah. That genetic stuff.
I'd be worried.
Yeah,
I would
sure,
be worried what
yeah,
could happen.
Yeah. But I mean, like, at least the one Ukrainian kid is what now? Six?
Yeah, a couple of years old. You know? So hopefully everything's fine.
Yeah.
They don't have three penises or, you know.
God.
14 buttholes.
Yeah. That's the downside.
14 buttholes. Man. Really get done pooping quick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially if they're all operating at the same time.
Yeah.
And this, okay, so we've heard of a lot of seniors. For their birthday wishes, sometimes they wish for something quite extreme.
Yeah.
Like death?
Like death or oh, wow. dropping out of a plane or,
yes.
you know.
Strippers.
This old broad in the UK, 99 years old, she just fulfilled her lifelong dream of having knives thrown at her in a circus show.
Oh, my.
That's definitely an old person dream.
Just go yeah. wrong. Nice. I'm just trying to figure out a way to let go of life.
Yeah.
Keep firing knives until we make a mistake.
Here's that story now from this program in the UK.
Speaking of big moments, most people who are about to celebrate their 100th birthday might be looking forward to a quiet day, maybe a bit of bubbly, maybe a card from the king, that sort of thing.
Yeah, but that's all a little bit too tame for Annie Duke,
fire.
Who achieved her lifelong dream,
oh, no.
she is, of having knives thrown at her during a live circus show. Oh, she looks pretty chill, doesn't she? What? The 99-year-old
thank you, though, for
really
being only about a foot away from that woman.
That's amazing.
I directly came
her.
Up in
she was
conversation.
Like, they missed. Damn it! You suck. Here, get this apple off my head.
Yeah, he was super close. Normally, they're
don't
much
wanna,
further
you don't
away.
Take
but
a
you
chance.
Can't. I mean, look at all the people and all the TV crews. You can't risk killing a almost 100-year-old lady.
And
the
honestly, it's the whole thing. It tricked her, though. She had no idea that the person got that close because I think she was just looking straight ahead.
Yeah,
because you saw the guy or the girl, whatever that is, the knife thrower got real close, did it, and then went back before she could turn and look.
Thank God she didn't slip, though.
Well,
people can easily.
Well, she had that cane.
Oh, my God.
Are you done? Are we done? Oh, happy birthday to me. You throw any? What?
Circus dreams.
Yeah,
you know, you're right, Lee. Circus dreams
you know
are
never
really
had
old.
Circus
really
dreams.
Old, no.
I've had circus nightmares.
Yeah, yes.
When's the last time someone had a circus dream? I mean, I guess Cirque du Soleil. Is that still circus dreams for some?
I guess. Like to
but
be
you
a
gotta
part
be
of
in
it?
You gotta be in Russia to have those circus dreams, right? Cirque du Soleil. You gotta be some kind of. You're from a Baltic state.
What do you mean? What do you mean? What does no, you mean?
I don't think anyone in America's growing up and being and thinking I'm going
to
be in the circus.
Oh, like not the Cirque du Soleil is different though. That you're an acrobat.
Still, yeah, but who? How many people are like I want to be an acrobat?
I'm sure
anymore.
There's obviously
can't
Cirque
be.
Du Soleil shows are all over the world.
Can't be in America.
Yes.
No one in America thinks that.
No,
I don't
of
think.
Course. There's shows performing in Vegas nightly. You don't
five
think
a
any
year?
Of them are American?
Maybe five.
No.
Listen, I was in an airport with Cirque du Soleil one time. No one was American.
You were in with the entire cast
the
of Cirque du Soleil.
Crowd. The whole cast was in the airport, and they were
that's,
getting,
that's
they
one show.
I'm telling you, dude. No Americans.
Of course there is.
It's just not an American dream.
Yeah, I think there are. There's got to be less and less circus dreams.
I think it's way down. Yeah. It's way down.
The traditional circus, yes.
Cirque du Soleil even down.
I don't think there's any.
I
don't
know.
I've never met anyone.
They were all Russian.
I mean, if the invite was there, I'd join, you know, the Cirque du Soleil, like the erotic show.
Oh, wow.
Erotic. Yeah. Which one's different. That? Mystère?
I don't know. There was one that was called, like, Animal or something like that. I just remember I was there with my little sister, and all of a sudden some dude in, like, a codpiece on a swing comes swinging out and starts grabbing his Johnson. I'm like, oh, boy.
What?
Yeah, but then a naked mermaid comes out and starts doing all sorts of weird. Zumanity, I think, is the one it is.
Oh, there it is. Yep.
Was the one that was the cheapest one we could get tickets for that fit our schedule. It's me, my girlfriend at the time, my little sister, my girlfriend's sister, and it's like an erotic.
And they let you in?
Cirque du Soleil. Well, they weren't like young. We were
We were in
Vegas. We were all of legal age. I just wasn't expecting to watch an erotic Cirque du Soleil with my sibling.
Right.
Yeah, see, there's the naked mermaid thing, little chicks or whatever.
Yeah.
Doing all sorts of weird stretch. I'm like, oh, my God. The one we can afford is the naked, sexy one.
Exactly. If you think any of these people are American, you're nuts.
Some of them have to be American. Like,
look at the one. Let's look at that scene there on the right, Dave.
This is as European as it gets.
Yeah, those two dudes getting hot and heavy in the cage.
This is as European as it gets.
Try watching that with a sibling. Watch that with your sibling.
Not like this.
Okay.
These are straight men.
And the guy over here on the left with the mohawk, he was the guy in the swing that was grabbing his Johnson with the codpiece on. Oh, my God.
That guy is a straight guy from Europe.
Whatever. I don't know. There's six Cirque shows currently performing in Vegas alone, but they're all over the world. I've got to believe Americans are among the cast
members. The numbers are so low.
See, my sister just texted me. It was two lesbian mermaids.
Yeah.
Well, that's amazing. I mean, could be worse.
Amazing.
Well, yeah, but I mean, still, it's not a scene you want to be sitting next to your little sister.
Wow. No. Right, okay.
It's not what you share. No, it's not a family
with
moment.
My wife, maybe, but not with, hey, Christina, you want to go watch some lesbian mermaids?
Exactly. Look at those two European guys right there in the cage just fighting it out.
We went from the bar that's in the freezer, went from the freezer bar to the erotic Zumanity show.
Yep.
Welcome to Vegas.
What a night. There's,
that's a hell of a Scotsman right there. See, Chuck's he's from Europe. He's European. Yeah. That's what happens.
Scottish fantasy, Chuck. That's the show that Chuck went to see.
Looks like it's inspired by the Clueless movie, too.
Oh, my God.
Someone said that my wife was in Cirque. She is American, but they said there's definitely fewer Americans. There are some, though.
Yeah, I don't believe that person, but that's okay. Thank you for texting.
Oh, Lord. Anyway, it's not that it's a big deal, but
no.
Circus dreams. They're not happening.
No.
When we come back in a moment, what's the strange thing a Canadian dog park has just done? Also on the way, bitches tripping. A Vegas drunk driver made a weird comment on Facebook. What was it? We'll get to that and much more right after this.
Previously on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
That's a sequel I've been waiting on pretty much my entire life. That's a sequel to Dolph Lundgren's Masters of the Universe, He-Man. At the very end of the credits,
do they say?
Skeletor pops back up.
Come on.
And he's like, ha, 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 you didn't kill me.
It's not over after all.
And then I remember it, like my voice would start to change. I'd be like, it's not over after all. It's not over after all.
It's not over. That's really weird.
I don't think it's coming ever.
Oh, no. So you're still holding on to hope.
Yeah.
Skeletor might be one of the coolest bad guys.
The cartoons are hilarious. Because like Skeletor is supposed to be this ultimate evil guy. But there's one episode where he's got to kick it with He-Man. They're going on an adventure together. They got to team up. And he's making small talk with He-Man as they're walking to the adventure.
And he's like, He-Man, don't you ever just feel like being evil?
And I'm like, what a great question.
Does he ever feel like being evil? Sometimes you do. Oh, I do. Sometimes you just feel like being evil. Skeletor really is deep, man. He's got it all figured out, you know? Life isn't always just, you know, black and white. It's sort of gray.
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Hi there. It is Dave and Chuck the Freak on this 15th of May, a Monday. And as we continue now, what strange thing is a Canadian dog park doing? A stolen SUV slams into a building. What does a Florida man do after that? And what crazy vehicle did a guy in Maryland just steal? That's all coming up.
Checking in
with the Morning Report.
I'm Dave Hunter. It is time now for a check of the news. We'll get started here.
Man, Florida's effed up.
If you see a guy in Florida who looks like Sideshow Bob behind the wheel of a vehicle, you should know things are about to get nuts.
Yeah, yeah.
A man was arrested in Daytona Beach Shores this week after authorities say he stole an SUV and then jumped out of that SUV to flee police, letting it crash into the wall of a building.
As you do.
This Sideshow-looking fella here, 20-year-old Michael Barr.
God.
He was arrested.
The worst.
After being tracked down to a hotel.
High-quality tattoos.
Yeah.
Barr told them his friends had left him in Miami, so he hitchhiked, stole an SUV, and drove it to Daytona Beach. He was getting off to try and find a Wi-Fi connection, and that's when the cops spotted him. He took off, jumped out of the vehicle as it was still rolling, and ran off. The vehicle then hit a building. He's now facing charges of grand theft of a motor vehicle, fleeing or attempting to elude law enforcement, unlawful carrying of a concealed firearm, resisting an officer, and many other charges as well.
The worst thing is, my kid would give anything to have this guy's hair.
Oh, no.
My the God. Permed look. It's like, honestly.
You had that disappointed dad reaction.
Well, because what I realize is I'm like, this is like a kid who probably, I don't know how many years ago, was on the baseball team and just had that haircut and was fine. And now he's just covered in tattoos and he's stealing RVs. So I just shake my head.
Still trying to understand what shoot by faith means. That means he pulls the trigger of a gun?
I think. And maybe just closes his eyes and hopes it hits.
Hopes that Jesus makes the bullet.
I mean, it is one of the ugliest.
The worst tattoos.
Yeah.
And you could tell the artist messed up on the B for Bob.
Yeah, he sure did.
Yeah.
And they had to, like, do some extra.
Don't worry, man. I'll just do some shading. You can't even tell I made a boo-boo.
And what does A fear mean on his neck?
The A probably stands for...
It's not his name, Michael
something
Barr.
Else, and fear is separate from that.
I think they're separate tattoos.
Angels?
Angel fear?
It's like the angels or the athletics.
I just love that he explained his whole case to the police officers like that was going to make a difference.
Yeah, they don't.
They left me. I had to steal a vehicle. I was looking for Wi-Fi.
Yeah, no. They're like, shut up.
He does look like a complete murderer.
I just know that that's someone's kid.
Of course it is. He's
and
20
you
years
had
old.
You had big hopes and dreams, and you thought it was going to work out, and it's not.
Nope.
Doesn't work out for everybody.
He's an idiot with the worst tattoos.
Yeah,
stealing cars.
I wanted to look like clouds and fear, but try and make all the letters look like they're different.
It's so bad.
Make the letters look like an 8-year-old drew.
Yeah,
really bad.
Yep.
Yeah. Meantime, the sheriff's office in Hartford County, Maryland, found themselves in a low-speed chase after a dude stole a 5-ton military vehicle.
Well, that's kind of scary.
Michael Stevens allegedly stole the privately owned 923A military truck from a residence in Bel Air. Cops were easily able to spot the mechanical behemoth and chase it down. It can max out at about 50 miles an hour.
What the hell is this thing? Is it like a pickup?
923.
Oh, no, you gotta, it's not, Yeah, there you go.
Let's see.
9:23.
We've got a 9:32 in
yeah.
there.
I don't give a damn what it looks like.
I
now.
Just want to know how bad it is. I just want to know how bad it is. Jesus, taking forever. I thought would have thought like. I had a picture of it.
There it is.
Okay. It's like a big giant dump truck.
Like a flatbed?
Oh, well. I got it. It's
yeah,
good.
You get
You're
the
fine.
Idea.
It's
yeah.
big.
Yeah, there's what it looks like in toy version, and there it is.
I mean, I feel like you could ram some stuff with it.
It's going to be a harder vehicle to stop, that's yep. for sure.
That's
the guy.
That's the guy that took it.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Michael Stevens. During the chase, several vehicles were crashed into. Luckily, no one was injured. Eventually, Stevens stopped the truck near Baltimore and reportedly made a run for it on foot. But police were able to get him into custody and beat him about the face.
Yeah, like, they did.
I think he bumped his eye getting out of the truck.
Exactly.
He resisted, it seems, a little bit.
His hair's falling out in a way that makes it look like he's always wearing a hairnet.
Yep.
That's not a good look.
No, it's not. It's not.
27 people have been detained in Spain and France as part of a criminal investigation into illegal eel trafficking. Yeah.
Wow.
According to the law enforcement agency, 1.5 tons of live eels were seized.
That.
With several tons of frozen batches of eels not suitable for the food chain. They searched 30 homes, businesses, and hatcheries in Spain, France, Belgium, and Poland. It's highly valued in some Asian countries. It can reach actually $5,000 a kilo.
Well, then there's your answer.
Which is why criminal groups and organizations have been dedicated to concealing batches of live eels so they can sell them to customers in Asia. The live eels are set to be released. They are going to be returned to the natural environment to preserve their survival, they say.
Well, I mean, and there's a lot of them. So they're going to survive.
Where are they going to dump them?
I don't know. Hopefully not in a place where anyone likes to swim.
Family lake.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Nightmare.
My God.
They say
so many.
Noticed some illegal trade activities and realized that there was a massive trafficking.
Yeah, that's wild.
Situation going on there.
I get it, though. Like, if you're kind of like me and you know you could raise something.
Don't
and like
it,
I could
Chuck.
Become the Heisenberg.
You're gonna have like an eel hatchery
eels.
In your basement.
Yeah, I'm the one who knocks.
You'd be terrified every time you had to touch them.
You gonna sell them? To
I like- wouldn't want to touch them. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't.
Eels, gross. They're slimy.
I don't like it.
Yeah, that'd be the
downfall. True. That might stop me
of your hatchery.
Yeah.
You'll be popular amongst some of the sushi restaurants in the area.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
We'll take a break, and when we come back in just a moment, there is more to come. Dog park in Canada does something quite different. We'll tell you what it is. Plus, bitches stripping and much more on the way.
Previously on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
If you're stuck in traffic right now, a new study found it could be making you dumber. Researchers found exhaust from cars and big trucks on the road could be breaking your brain. 25 healthy adults breathe in diesel fumes and scanned their brains. Results showed lower functional connectivity in their brains. All the people volunteered to do this, by the way.
Who signs up for that?
I like the smell.
Diesel
fumes.
Don't do it. How much?
Blow in my face.
Yeah, get one of those big pickup trucks that shoots out the blackness.
Sir, can you repeat your name for me?
Name.
No, your sir.
I did it! I'm fine!
So there's,
I'm completely normal!
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Back here with you on Dave and Chuck the Freak. This seems to be the thing in Canada. They set up these beautiful dog parks, but then they put a bunch of laws in place that are ridiculous. I think they did this in Toronto,
too.
Yeah,
it was Toronto, right? They weren't allowed to...
They banned barking.
Yes, yes.
And they've just done the same thing at a dog park in Montreal. If your dog barks, you could be fined up to $1,500.
You know what I'm not going to risk doing? Going to the dog park.
That bans barking?
You're not going to that dog park.
No.
Obviously. Here's the story from CTV News.
Barking news. This is now illegal. Dogs are no longer allowed to bark inside the dog park on the corner of Jean Talon Street and Provencher Boulevard.
It's too much. It's really too much. I know it's to scare people, but... it's not fair.
Last week, the St. Leonard Borough put up these signs on the park's fence. It says it is forbidden for dogs to bark, howl, or whine, or else the owners face fines ranging from $500 to $2,000.
It's stressful, to be honest. I'm always looking around to see if my dog is doing good, if she's not barking too much, yep. And...
giving them a fine.
No, it's not fun anymore.
Dog owners who visit the park regularly say they are stunned by the new rule.
My first reaction was what? It's kind of ironic to see a sign saying that we should prohibit our dogs from barking. It's their way of communicating with one another, and there's some instances where they're obviously going to bark.
In an email, the borough says the sign refers to an article in the City of Montreal's bylaw on the control of domestic animals. According to the borough, it's to reduce, quote, the nuisance experienced by the neighborhood. The area is quite commercial, with few residential buildings surrounding the dog park. However, Melanie Richet claims dog owners are being watched.
Oh, I was here with my friends, and the dog was playing, and I saw a car with two guys in it filming us and the dogs.
The borough did not answer many questions about the rule, such as who will enforce it. Dog owners are also looking for more answers, including why the city did not consult them first.
I can tell you with no hesitation that the people that come here are quite responsible with the dogs. So if we see a dog barking for more than like 10 seconds, we're going to go intervene. We're going to see what's going on.
St. Leonard says it's working on other measures, like a new fence or hedges to perhaps limit the noise. People here say that's fine, but the borough needs to get rid of the rule. Because after all, dogs will be dogs. Olivia O'Malley, CTV News.
I've got a brand new idea for a dog park.
Yeah, go ahead.
Check this one out.
Okay.
So dogs are allowed to go.
Yep.
You can bring the dog there. They can bark, they can poop, they can do whatever they want. But the people are not allowed to talk.
Silence for the people.
You can't talk. You can't talk to the other dog owners. There's no dog owner chatter at all, or you'll be fined heavily. Up to $30,000.
I would go to that dog park.
Exactly.
Jameson and I mean, he will go crazy.
He can bark.
But, yeah.
Dogs are allowed to do all of the dog things, but there's no talking. Don't talk to another dog owner in Chuck's dog park.
Jameson took off right out the front door yesterday.
Oh, no.
Directly across the road.
Oh, that's so scary.
Saw another dog.
Oh, was he ready for battle?
Yeah, but luckily it was a sweet little female golden retriever.
Oh, and she
was like, oh, get away.
yeah. What are you going to do?
Right. He didn't bark. He was just like,
oh, he was. Oh, he's yeah, right posting now. Up. Yeah.
You want the smoke?
Let's go.
You want the smoke?
I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm running out there.
Yeah. So. Yeah, it's good times.
Yep. Fun. Speaking of dogs, we talked about this poor fellow before, the world's oldest dog. He's still ticking.
He's like 30, right?
He's now 31.
Oh,
he just
my
celebrated
God.
His 31st birthday.
This guy is old.
Dog, Bobby in Portugal.
What?
He was Bobby.
What?
Bobby, sit.
I know. All I can do is sit.
Declared the world's oldest dog back in February when he just celebrated his 31st birthday, so he still holds on to that title.
It's incredible.
It really is. I mean, I can't even imagine getting to be with your dog for 30 years.
I hope the dog's happy.
I do. He looks okay.
Mm. They said the secret is they feed him human food.
Yeah. Well,
he's like, woof.
It's funny because the vet tells me just the opposite about our dog.
I guess
the Taco Bell is different than...
Yeah, right, wow.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
Pieces of chicken breast a little different than cheesy melted crunch.
I like cheesy gritty crunches. They say I'm going to live forever.
Yeah, much different than here's a taco from Taco Bell that I'm not going to finish.
Yeah.
He's a good girl.
Not only is he the oldest dog currently living, he's also the oldest dog ever recorded.
It has to be, right?
It just turned 31.
It really is incredible.
Over the weekend. This seems like another one of those dumb TikTok pranks, but there's actually some science, I guess, that backs it up. A kindergarten teacher from California has gone viral on TikTok claiming that she has hatched chicks from a carton of eggs that she bought from Trader Joe's, which I've always told you, as an egg lover, is my worst nightmare, that I'm going to crack something open and it's going to be bad times.
What did she do?
This is
I bought these fertile eggs so we could test it out. I was incubating eggs for my classroom,
and so I
put in 9 of Trader Joe's eggs with my farm fresh eggs. I marked them with a TJ so we could keep them apart, and then we waited 21 days to be exact.
Oh,
we checked in on them along the way until finally they hatched. 3 of our fluffy yellow chickies came from Trader Joe's. Only a third of them hatched, but I'd say that's still pretty good since we don't know how long they were refrigerated or where they even came from. Or how they were handled during transport. Can you believe these guys came from a carton?
I mean, so they sell... I'm not big on eggs because I just don't eat them. They sell fertilized... You can buy a fertilized egg.
I can't... I've never seen those.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that.
I've shopped there. I've never seen them. I don't know. Some people say it must be staged, but there is science to back her up. According to agricultural experts, it is possible... but generally not possible to hatch a commercial egg. Most eggs sold in grocery stores are from poultry farms where the laying hens have probably never seen a rooster.
Right. So my guess is that this was like farm fresh eggs that came from a local farm, and that's your only chance, maybe? Where they're just small batches
as the egg industry is moving away from cages to more humane practices like pasture range and free ranging, it's becoming increasingly possible for a rooster to be in the flock. And this could happen, but the odds are still small.
I mean, I don't know if I'd ever recover from cracking an egg.
I never would. That would probably be my last egg.
Yeah.
And I love eggs.
Yeah.
But if I was like...
and it just fell into my pancake mix.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's disturbing. Right. It's a delicacy in some places.
I know.
It is not in my house.
No.
No, thank you.
No.
Over medium. That's about all I need. I do not want life to find a way near me.
No, you don't.
Absolutely.
I get it.
Horrifying.
Gross.
When we come back in just a moment, bitches tripping. What did a Vegas drunk driver comment on Facebook about her own arrest? We'll tell you about it after this.
Previously on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Two women felt they needed to get out of their car during the early morning commute last week. They were driving and a mouse ran across their laps. The woman freaked out, turned the car off, and jumped out. Tony, you had a comment.
Last summer, I had my windows open and I had parked. So when I got back into my van, I sit down and there's a huge praying mantis on my dashboard just looking at me. I'm like, oh.
Praying mantis is kind of cool because you don't ever see them.
Cool,
they're
rare. I feel like they will mess your day up.
They look at you too like, try something.
listen, bitch.
Yeah, they do kind of look at you like,
like, what did you see these razor blades? What are you going to do, bitch?
That's your praying mantis impersonation.
See, dude, they have that head. They'll look at, they'll cockeye you.
Somebody dies every time one of us has sex.
Yeah. It's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Dave and Chuck the Freak. Uh-oh. Another bitch is tripping.
Here's another example of a fugitive done in by her own social media stupidity. Marion Reyes, who has 7 DUI arrests to her credit, was wanted by Las Vegas police for allegedly cutting off her ankle monitor. So the other day, the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department Traffic Bureau took to social media asking followers for help in tracking her down because of the ankle monitor issue.
Yes.
She saw the post and responded, "I never cut it off. An officer cut it off when I turned myself in. They continued to release me." They replied with, "Then why not turn yourself in now? Let's get this all sorted out."
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Amazingly, she did. Huh. She turned herself in after speaking to an intervention officer. And she is behind bars where she should be all along after 7 DUI arrest to her credit.
Yeah, she's good at it.
She likes really drinking and driving.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She does.
And does not like ankle monitors.
They're so, they just get to chafing.
They're very restrictive, I'm sure.
Put the good
but
socks
you have
on.
It for a reason.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be driving a vehicle.
Nah.
That's going to do it for us here on this Monday. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you next time on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
I think everyone should say penis so we can take away the negative power of the word. Yeah? So everybody?
Penis.
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 Penis. Penis.
Penis.
Penis.
Penis.
Penis.
Penis.
Thank you for listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.